Playoff high school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's PIAA District 1 playoff game. Tonight's game is between the number 12 seed Upper Marion Vikings and your number 5 seed Strathaven Panthers.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left. Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Mary and Larry Luter, supporters of everything Strathaven football and the marching band. Steve Tobbs, Allstate Insurance and Media. Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore. Your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day.
Berman's Health Shop. For all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue.
Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
So in July and August, all of us that are high school football fans are just waiting for the season to begin. And yet, here we are, 10 weeks later, and it feels like another chance to begin. November 1st, and it's an entirely new season. 10 games come and go in the regular season. Strathaven this year winning 8 of those 10. And now, an entirely new feel as the District 1 playoffs begin here at George L. King Field tonight. The number 5 Panthers hosting number 12 Upper Marion out of the Pac-10. And a huge crowd on the way. And right here in front of us, the Strathaven marching unit kicking things off in the District 1 playoffs. So, good evening, everybody. Brian and Carol bringing you play-by-play. And we've got the 12th man on the field pregame, as is custom in the playoffs, with the home team, the home team's band playing first. So, again, fans are still trickling in, but it's going to be a great crowd here tonight on finally a football-type feel weather-wise. It is chilly. The wind has calmed down. It's been seriously windy over the last 24 hours around here, even a tornado touching down not too far from here. But, again, the energy and the excitement of a brand-new playoff season is upon us. 4 games would win you the district title. Panthers still, as Coach Clancy says every week, we just want to get better every week. The Panthers come into tonight a little bit healthier than last week. They are almost at full strength in terms of their starting lineup, and we will see what that does against the Vikings of Upper Marion, led by head coach Victor Brown. They run a wing T. They will go to a spread sometimes as well. We'll talk more about that in a moment, but want to introduce, of course, Mike Mayer, who's ready here for Week 11, but I'm thinking of it more and more like week 1 of the playoffs. Everybody comes in maybe just a little nicked up here and there, but playoffs football, it has an entirely different feel.
No doubt about it. This is what you wait for, because, and you don't want to say that the first 10 weeks is practice, because obviously that's nonsense. You play your heart out. And you know, if you can win the Central League Championship or finish, you know, for second or third, it's always a good thing. But the real momentum and the real motivation for what everybody does on this field, on all, you know, all the high schools in the Central League and throughout Pennsylvania, actually, is they're looking to get in the playoffs, and we have been fortunate enough to be in the playoffs, but that's when the competition gets really interesting. In 5A, it's a little bit easier technically, because we have 16 teams qualify, and there are teams that can qualify with a 4-6 record, but by and large, you're dealing with better teams. You know, we're all the kids are bigger and stronger and faster. However, it's a little more competitive, actually much more competitive, because it's done by classification. So technically, we are playing schools that are similar in size and population than ours, as opposed to playing the bigger schools like Haverford and Garnet Valley that we played during the season. So this is a more even contest. And with Haven having a number 5 seed playing a number 12 seed, that gives a distinct advantage to Haven, because they're that much better of a team, of course, coming in at 8-2. With Upper Marion coming in at 5-5. So we'll see. But I don't know how much that record means for Upper Marion. They're big, they're strong, they're capable. I'm not 100% sure of the competition they played against. So you know, at the end of the day, you got to come out and play the football game. And I do know that Marion has great breakaway capability. And the two teams we played with great capability, breakaway capability were Haverford and Garner Valley, and both of them beat us pretty handily.
That's right. So, again, people always wonder when you run into these teams from that maybe are a little less familiar or playing from out of conference. Up in the Pac-10, they've split into two divisions, and Upper Marion playing in the smaller school division, the Frontier Division, finished with a record of 5-5. And you look up and down their chart, and it was very much an up-and-down season.
Yes.
You know, you win two, you lose two, you win two, you lose three, and then they won and bounced back and beat Methacton last week after losing to them earlier in the year. Methacton was a little healthier early on, but, again, handled it very, very well. And one of the things in watching film over the last week or so is to see that this team, as you mentioned, a couple of guys that can score from anywhere on the field. The fullback, number 33, sorry, I'm distracted by the band here, Anthony Swenda. Swenda with 14 touchdowns and over 1,000 yards rushing. He's their version of John Prochniak. And at halfback, there's a guy that can score from literally anywhere in the receiving game, in the running game, and that's T.Y. Lubin, number 23. The Panthers have to be aware of where he is on the field at all times. He torched Pope John Paul. Pope John Paul's the number one seed in 4A going into this week and should make some noise there. He almost single-handedly upset Pope John Paul with three touchdowns, 209 yards from scrimmage, an interception on defense. And so, you know, take or leave the 5-5 record, and you look to say, well, maybe, you know, how many quality wins, how many quality teams have they beaten? It doesn't much matter if you have two guys like that. The Panthers have to be aware of 23 and 33. They are a very balanced offense as well. That's talk about the running game, but now that's to take away nothing from Dale Clayton, the junior, who's thrown for almost 1,000 yards. He spreads it around to three or four different receivers. So, you know, we'll have to see. The last 2 weeks, they've come out in a wing tee, with a wing tee approach. The first several weeks, much more spread or pistol type look, where they spread the field and so forth. The Panthers have seen you know, a lot of spread this year and held up very well against it, honestly. Have not seen a wing tee since probably, well, aside from practice against in their own practices.
Right.
Haven't seen a wing tee since maybe the Ray Junta days at Marple Newtown. So you're going back 4 or 5 years there. So, again, it'll be interesting to see, you know, the wrinkles that Upper Marion's offense provides. But the Panthers, on the other hand, offensively, they are clicking. 32 points per game now. They've John Prochniak approaching 1,000 yards. You know, he'd be there if they don't take him out after the first half of several different games. Probably could say the same for Ebo Pio, who's in the top 10 in rushing in Delaware County. So, and then you mix in Jairus Adams and Evan Blake and now Matt Schuler in recent weeks. This is a team that can hurt you from a lot of different directions offensively.
Right. Well, I think one of the keys here is going to be, can our corners and safeties continue to cover as well as they have? Have we done anything during the week to try to put a little more pressure on the defensive rush, particularly any kind of blitzing effect that we might want to look at? You know, the one advantage to or disadvantage to a throwing quarterback is they can get, you know, how can we say, concerned about their playing if you're rushing them, if you're going after them. You know, it really can affect their ability to connect and to look down the field and read. We obviously see it in the pros as well as college, but in high school it can be particularly effective. But if he's going to have all day to throw and he's comfortable back there, he could kill you back there, and that's one of the things that they're going to have to be aware of. But I'll tell you, from an offensive standpoint, this could be, you know, a lot of running up and down the field. I mean, it's hard to know what to expect. But Haven is certainly on a penchant for just scoring and scoring and scoring. And if Upper Marion can find a formula for scoring as well, maybe last one when the ball wins. So we'll wait and see. This could very well be a good game. It could also, if one team's on its game and the other one isn't, this could be a terrible game. So,
and again, we've seen in recent years some opening round playoff games that have been absolute blowouts, mercy rule circumstances. And then we've seen, if you've followed Strathaven the last couple of years, some absolute classics. And yeah, especially in the last 2 years. You go back to 2 years ago where Emmett Young's field goal with 4 seconds
right
left wins Coach Clancy's 300th game and upsets Bishop Shanahan in round one. Strathaven an 11 seed that year, knocking off the 6. Last year came in as the 13 seed and go on the road to Academy Park, leading 20-7 at halftime, and then just could not get it going in the second half, and they fall 1 point short, 21 to 20. So, you know, if you're following Strathaven in the last couple of years, these opening round playoff games have been absolutely entertaining and exciting and have gone down to literally the final minute of each game. So we hope for more of the same tonight, something entertaining, and we're glad to bring it to you live or on the archive. Just wanted to point out a couple of other games. We'll stay in the 5A bracket for now. The winner of tonight's Strathaven Upper Marion contest will take on the winner of Kennett versus Chichester. That's the 4 versus 13. Chichester on the road at Kennett tonight. We hope to get updates from there pretty regularly. On the other top half of the bracket, the 1 seed, Cheltenham, hosting our neighbors to the east here, Springfield. Springfield on the road up the Blue Route and then down through Elkins Park to Cheltenham. And Cheltenham at 9-1 taking on Springfield again. Springfield comes in as the 16, a losing record, but hey, you never know. They've played very well defensively in the last couple weeks, and maybe the Cougars can pull the shocker. Another Central League team on that side of the bracket, Marple Newtown hosting Unionville tonight. That's the 8-9 game, so the winner of that will take on Cheltenham or Springfield next Friday night. On the other side of the bracket, 2 versus 15, Westchester East versus Westchester Henderson. They've played each other before. East came out on top in the regular season. Henderson looking for a measure of revenge maybe tonight. Upper Dublin did not have school today. No power in Fort Washington today, but they are on the road and playing football tonight at Ruston. So the winner of Westchester East versus Westchester Henderson will play the winner of Ruston versus Upper Dublin. So you definitely have a battle of Westchester tonight. There's a likely battle for Westchester superiority next week as well.
Right.
The 3 seed Academy Park hosts Oxford tonight. So Academy Park is clicking very well after a shocker of a loss to Chester 2 weeks ago. They seem to be back on track and have a big home game tonight. Radnor at Penwood should be an interesting one as well.
Yep.
Radnor has played well defensively and again has a couple of players on offense that can light it up. We'll see how Penwood holds up in their hope to return to the District 1 semis. We'll keep you posted on 6A scores as well, a couple of District 12 updates. But in the meantime, we're going to take a short time out, be back for a couple more minutes of chatter, and then as the band files in, have the national anthem and the opening kickoff. We are ready for round one of the District 1 playoffs right here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Strathaven has made their way onto the field. They are in all black tonight, with silver helmets and white numerals on the jerseys, purple socks as well, and the band filing in right here tonight. And we're waiting Upper Marion to join them on the far sideline. But again, thanks to everybody at the Delco Times and PA Prep Live and everybody else on Twitter tonight for sending out the updates from around round one. One quick update in 6A. If you did not catch the news earlier today, Ridley, the 15 seed, taking on CB West. That game has been postponed to tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
No power in Doylestown after that storm last night. So CB West is not hosting tonight. They expect to have power back and will be ready to rock and roll
and
tomorrow.
And if you want to check on your computer, NFHS, National Federation of High Schools, they do some broadcasting during the playoffs, and they apparently are broadcasting that game. I think it's a $10 fee for the month, unlimited games for the month. Well worth the $10 if you're going to watch a little bit of football. As we get deeper into the playoffs, they do more and more video work, and some of this stuff's pretty good.
Upper Marion has made their way to the far sideline. You might as well apologize now for missing numbers and spotting and so forth. All white uniforms, gold helmets, and gold numerals on the white jerseys. Very difficult to read and see. So we will do our very best with spotting. So thanks for the effort from Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Kaufman with the stats and spotting. They have their work cut out for them tonight, as well as PA announcer Gary James here.
Yep.
In the press box. So we'll do our best. We'll apologize in advance if we're missing or guessing wrong on a couple of names and numbers for the Vikings.
Particularly on the defensive end.
Speaking of the Vikings, again, you look at the turnaround of this team. 2 years ago, were 1-10, and now moving in the right direction for sure. Finished 6-4 last year, lost a very close game to Interborough in the opening round of the playoffs a year ago. Finished 6-4 overall, and again, first winning record in years. They have a number of assistants now on their staff who've added to Victor Brown's coaching efforts and so forth, but it's a big staff, including Ed Helensky, Frank Karkoska, Mike Fabrizio, Don Jackson, Davis Chubb, Nick Rotundo, and here's a name from, if you're a former Penn State fan, and then maybe Colts fans remember Brad Scioli, defensive end at Penn State. I was joking with him before the game. I said, I think I still have a bruise on my back from when you pegged me in ninth grade baseball from the pitcher's mound. I was crowding the plate, and he let me know about it very quickly.
Well, at least you didn't knock his glove off when you ran by him.
Yeah, he was right. he was every bit of 6'4" back then too, even in ninth grade. So we had a laugh about that before the game. All right. In the meantime, we have the captains at midfield for the Panthers. Ebo Pio back in the lineup, and joined by Sam Burke, who's been out for a couple weeks. He's back in there. And the inside linebackers, John Prochniak and John Wilson. For Upper Marion, looks like big 71, Keith Boyle, the offensive tackle. He's joined there by three of his teammates. And once they turn and turn, they're facing sideways here. But the Panthers have deferred and will kick it away to Upper Marion, who will move left to right to start the game. But again, captains include number 51, Stefanos Nicolaou, and Anthony Swenda, along with number 14, is that 14, quarterback Dale Clayton? 16, thank you. Okay, Andrew's got the board up for us with the spotting, and that's Mark Clayton, the older brother of the quarterback Dale Clayton. So we will take a short timeout, be back for the tail end of the national anthem and the opening round of the District 1 playoffs. Came upon us very quickly, and the Panthers ready to get it going here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
That's the 12th man, the Strathaven Marching Unit. Thrilled to bringing you the Star Spangled Banner. Fantastic job, as always, by Nick Pignataro and the 400-plus members of the band.
If you wonder why the horns are so loud, it's because that's where our field mic is. So we picked that up louder than the drums. So
we'll
it's probably
it.
Just as well.
We'll take it. In the meantime, just a couple of other notes here. Corey Harris out of the lineup tonight for the Panthers. So hope to see Big 58 Panthers, one of their best pass rushers, out for the evening. But hope to get him back soon. And might as well say congratulations to the two soccer teams this week. What
Absolutely.
A performance. The girls were postponed on Monday. Came back in the semifinals and won to advance the District 1 final. It finished as District 1 runner-up. And then Emmett Young, who's teeing the ball right now inside the hash mark, with the game-winning overtime penalty kick goal to give the Panthers their second straight District 1 boys soccer championship on Wednesday night. So Emmett has it teed, ready to go. Standing deep to return, T.Y. Loban. and Aaron Anderson. Still night, cool night, and here we go, ready for football. High end over end kick. It's going to be taking a hop at the 15. It's Anderson from the 13 who comes up the left hash, cuts to his left, and he is going to be dropped there shy of the 30-yard line at the 28. Good work there by the Strathaven coverage. And Upper Marion's offense will have Dale Clayton at quarterback. Running backs include Anthony Swenda and T.Y. Loban. Mark Clayton, the older brother of Dale, will line up at halfback or wing or slot, perhaps. See if they go wing T or spread. We'll see. Matt Zielinski is your tight end slash wide receiver. Christian Ganiem is your center. Chris Nero, Tremaine Brown are your guards. Keith Boyle and Justin Fisher are the tackles. Get to the Panther defense momentarily. But first and 10 from the 27. They open with a wing T. Split end to the left is Aaron Anderson. Swenda is your fullback. Dale Clayton under center and a wing to the left. On first down, they come off the right side. This is T.Y. Loban, who is going to be dropped across the 31-yard line by John Prochniak. So gain of 4 on first down. Brings up second down and 6. For the Panthers on defense, the front four includes Christian Mazur, Sam Burke, Matt Dowdy, and Aiden Prochniak. John Prochniak and John Wilson are your inside backers. Evan Blake and Matt Schuler are your outside backers. The corners, Chase Barlow and Jairus Adams. Ebo Pio is your free safety. On second down and 6. They break the huddle from the right hash. Upper Marion taking their time. They have a split end. Zielinski tight to the formation to the right. Wing T again. Wing to the left. Motion man from left to right. They go ISO straight up the middle, and Swenda is going to drive the pile, lower the shoulder, and pick up 6 bruising yards out to the 38. That should be enough for a first down. Prochniak hung on for dear life, and Swenda straight ahead, and he is every bit of 6'1", 195 pounds, and runs with a low pad level. They're going to have to get even a little lower
to
slow him down.
Take his legs out.
Clock ticks inside of 11 minutes to play here. Opening drive, 2 plays, and a first down here for Upper Marion. Panthers 5-0 all time. Their last meeting in 2002 in the District 1 final. I have a good story to tell about that one later on. Here, split end to the left. Tight end to the left as well. And on the wing tee, they give to Swenda off the right side, and he dives across the 40 out to the 42. Another 4-yard gain. Brings up second down and 6 once more.
You can see the weight differential between the two front lines. At Upper Marion, some big, big, wide, strong-looking kids.
240 at center. The guards, 254 and 266. 71, Keith Boyle at 6'6", 275. And the opposite tackle, the lightest of them, still Justin Fisher, 6'4", 205. So, again, you do have some size up front here. And the Panthers see how they hold up and fill in those gaps. Split end to the left again, but again, tight to the formation. Wing to the right, motion man goes Loban, and they give it to Swenda off left tackle. Big hole, and he's got a first down. They undercut him with Ebo Pio, but not before he picks up the 48, or 49 rather, and another first down. 7 more right there, and the Panthers, look, if you're an opposing coach and you're trying to figure out how to beat Strathaven, the recipe was laid bare by Garnet Valley.
No doubt.
They pretty much said, look, we're going to hand it off and try to run straight at you. We know you're fast and quick on defense. You run well sideline to sideline, but between the tackles, maybe if you get a little traction, and Upper Marion has that right now. First and 10, just shy of midfield. Second first down of the night. Again with a wing tee. Double wing here. Dale Clayton sends Loban in motion. They give it to him on a jet sweep. Loban looking for room off this edge. He's got himself a cutback, still on his feet. Cuts inside the 35-30. Down near sideline, and Chase Barlow tracks him down at the 16. Panthers didn't wrap up that time. Looked like they had him hemmed in momentarily, but 35 yards later, Upper Marion on the move, first and 10.
Yeah, they created a nice seam, which he managed to get through, and then 2 bad attempts at a tackle, and down to the 16-yard line.
For as fast as he is, Lubin's got some size to him as well. 5'10", 175, and runs hard. Panthers are going to have to wrap up, keep people contained, and see what happens. So, again, very methodical drive. This is almost a mirror image of what Strathaven likes to do here. Fullback and halfback. Wing to the left is Loban. Split end out to the left as well. On first and 10 from the 16. They go to the right side, Swenda, and he's going to be undercut. Ball comes out. Panthers scramble for it, and it is picked up by Strathaven. Huge hit from Matt Dowdy. Popped it loose. And the Panthers recover with Christian Mazur on top of the football at the 14-yard line.
Well, that was, if you can't stop them on defense, then take the ball away.
They did just that. The Panthers plus 10 in the turnover department coming in. plus 11 now. Quarterback tonight is Jack Ryder, John Prochniak, Ebo Pio, and Evan Blake in the backfield. We'll see Matt Schuler as well. John Wilson at tight end. Split end is Jairus Adams. They go two tight ends with Mazur at the moment. I'll get to the rest of the line in a moment here. First and 10. Off the left side, Prochniak, who's going to spin his way out near the 19-20-yard line. Gain of 6 on first down. And nice work there by the offensive line, making a hole for Prochniak. The center is Mike Golay. Your guards tonight, Jack Henry and Alex Shahadi. Matt Dowdy at tackle. I'm sorry, Dowdy at guard, Henry at tackle, and left tackle is Jake Millette. We may see Sam Burke in there as well. Second down and about, we'll call it 4 here. Give is Ebo Pio off the right side, trying to stretch the field, trying to get turn the corner up that far sideline. He's got a first down and then slung out of bounds, but not before he picks up the 27-yard line, 7 yards and a first down.
And took out a coach on the sideline. Hope he's all right.
For the Upper Marion defense, up front, you have Wyatt Hart, Tremaine Brown, Stefanos Nicolau, and Justin Fisher. Inside backers, Anthony Swenda and Mark Clayton. Outside linebacker, Matt Zielinski. The corners, T.Y. Lobin and Aaron Anderson. Brad Zielinski, your strong safety, and Braden Marino is your free safety. Marino with had a cast on his hand, so we'll see how he holds up, but he's not in the lineup at the moment. All right, here we go. First and 10 from the 27. On first down, the give is to Evan Blake across the 30 out to the 31. So a gain of 4 for the junior.
That's interesting. That's not his forte over tackle like that, but they ran him. So.
Jairus Adams checks in. Aiden Prochniak checks out at tight end. Clock ticks, 7:45 and counting to play in the opening quarter. Upper Marion moving it well, but a fumble inside the 15. Has given the Panthers some life and a little breathing room now with the ball just across the 30-yard line. They move right to left here in the opening quarter. First possession here for the Panthers. Split end to the right is Jairus Adams. 9 men in the box for Upper Marion, and off the left side is Prochniak, and he's going to drive the pile across the 35 to the 36. Probably about a yard, yard and a half shy of a first down here. It'll give him 5 or 6 more.
I'm a little surprised Haven hasn't put in the air yet, but
looking for a little breathing room, I think.
I understand.
They check 74 out, and big 68 comes in at nose guard. Is that 68? It's the biggest guy on the field by far. That is, I'll have to take a look here. Yeah, T.J. Hanley at 327 as at nose guard. On third and short, give is to Prochniak, and he's going to be dropped for maybe a yard loss there. Nice work there by number 20, Zielinski, coming in on the stop, Matt Zielinski. And now fourth and a yard.
Wow, Panthers, he's going
Panthers
for it.
Panthers going to say, yep, we wanted the ball, and we're going to keep it moving. Panthers with a 4th-and-1 upcoming.
Some
early decision-making here for Coach Clancy, some confidence in the offense, saying, hey, we got to find a way to get ourselves a yard.
Well, of course, drawing them off sides would be a big help.
Two tight end set. 68, T.J. Hanley, the freshman, over nose guard, and the give off the right side is to Pio. Cuts it back. He's got room, and a first down and more across the 40, 41-yard line. And Ebo Pio dances his way for about 6 at a first down.
Okay, that big sigh was me, because if this continues, I'm going to need probably some medical attention before the evening's over.
Pio did not have what looked like a lot of room off that right side.
He did not, and then he cut back inside to try to get more room. I'm like, no, just go forward.
He wiggled his way to 6 yards on a Panther first down. Double wing this time. Motion man is Blake, and they give it to him off this left side. He cuts it back. Blake running his way across the 50-yard line and just shy of a first down.
Almost lost the ball. He juggled a little bit about halfway up, but managed to bring it back in and keep it.
10-yard gain for Evan, and another first down for the Panthers. They crack Upper Marion territory here. And, yeah, you can see Upper Marion ripping at the football here.
Absolutely.
Panthers going to have to be aware and hang on tight. 5:34 to play in the opening quarter. Panthers first and 10 from the Upper Marion 48-yard line. On the left hash, Ryder under center, gives to Prochniak off the right side, and he's got room still across the 40. 35, he slings his way down to the 33-yard line, and you can see again, like, these guys are trying to make tackles, grabbing at the ball and spinning, trying to spin it loose. But
you know, what that does is over time, you know, you just get arm fatigue from holding onto the ball. So you got to be aware at all times these guys are going to go for the ball. And that was a perfect time to do it because as you're throwing him to the ground, you're grabbing at the ball as opposed to trying to grab the ball and then losing the tackle.
15 yards for Prochniak. And another Panther first down from the 33. Two tight ends again. Wing to the right is Blake, and he gets the ball off the left side. Here he's going to lower the shoulder and cross the 30 for a gain of about 4. Nice open field tackle there by Lubin.
Yeah, Lubin read that extremely well. That's something that Haven's been doing. You know, Blake gets outside, does like an antelope-type run, and usually there's nobody there. And this time, in this case, Lubin saw it, read it, and still a good 4 to 5 yard gain, but it was not nearly the 15 and 20 that we've seen.
Second down and 5 here for the Panthers. Clock inside of 4:30 now in the first quarter. Fast moving first quarter. Every snap has been on the ground for both teams. On second down and 5. Gives Prochniak off the right side. He'll fall forward. The ball came out, and let's see. Upper Marion thinks they have it. Just inside the 30, and no signal from the officials. Upper Marion insistent that they haven't, and now the officials agree. Well, teams trading turnovers.
Yep.
Justin Fisher on top of it as each fullback has put it on the ground now, and 4:18 to play in the opening quarter. We're still scoreless.
Interesting. Well, the lower Marion or the upper Marion fumble was really just a matter of trying to get through a hole, and I think a helmet popped it or something. But this has been a concerted effort on the Vikings' part to try to get the ball out of the hands of the running backs for Haven, and they have been tearing at it the entire series, and they finally got successful.
All right. So the second crack at it now for the upper Marion offense. 4:18 to play here in the opening quarter. We are scoreless. Lubin. Split end to the right. I'm sorry, Anderson split end to the right this time. Lubin goes in motion from left to right, and they give it to him on the jet sweep. Trying that right side this time, or left side, and he turns. He's got room up that far sideline. Ebo Pio turns him inside. Prochniak tracks him down, but not before he picks up the Panther 44-yard line. He has some wheels, and they is showing him off so far.
Yep, he got the corner, and that was the end of that. You have to contain the corners. If you know, you got to turn them inside. If they make the yardage on the inside, then that's what they do. But you can't let them get around you.
That's a 30-yard gain for T.Y. Lubin, who's up to 67 yards on 4 carries. He has run for 35 and 30, respectively. And now the Panthers on their heels a bit here. First and 10 for Upper Marion. Motion man from left to right. On the counter off the left side, and lots of room for Swenda. He's going to have room and another first down near the 30-yard line. 13 more for the big fullback, and another first down for Upper Marion.
Haven's going to have to find an answer because obviously a fumble's not going to work it.
Panthers without John Wilson right now, who's getting some attention on the sideline here. So into the game at inside linebacker is, let's see who's checked in. Isaiah Freeman. Okay, Freeman alongside John Prochniak, and Wilson hobbled on this near side at the moment. All right. From the 30, Upper Marion moving it well. 3:18 and counting to play in the opening quarter. Panther fans, some nervous quiet just below us. Give us to Swen, who bounces back to the left, and nothing doing this time. Aiden Prochniak says no. Swenda, I don't know. Once in a while, you think just put your head down and get your 1 or 2 yards. Tried to bounce it outside that time, and Aiden Prochniak there waiting. No gain on the play, second down and 10. We'll try to keep you posted on other scores from around.
And that's the first no gain play so far in this game. So it's, you know, second one.
Upper Marion taking their time, wants to keep the Panther offense on the sideline. They'll snap second and 10 from the left hash. Zielinski, split end to the right, slot right as well. Motion man to T.Y. Lubin. He's looking for room. He cuts up to the left, and he's near first down yardage on that far sideline across the 25. I think they're going to mark him shy of the 20. Let's see when they unpile on that far sideline. Okay, it's going to bring a third down and about 2 as Lubin picks up about 8. Have to tell you, in watching film, the wing T that Upper Marion has run in the last 2 weeks looked much, much better than the spread for this team, what they were doing earlier in the year. And the Panthers getting a heavy dose of it here in the early going. Third and two from the 22. Four down territory for sure here for Upper Marion. The Panthers need a big play on defense. Mike Golay checks in with Sam Burke on the defensive line. Wing to the right. Motion man from left and now shifting back to the left, and they give it to Swenda. Straight up the middle, he's got a first down and more. John Proshniak stacks him up, but not before he picks up the 16-yard line. Six more and another Viking first down. So the Panther D in some trouble here. This is where the Upper Marion drive stalled last time. And
well, it was a fumble,
was a
actually.
Fumble, yeah, so,
right.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, Haven hasn't been able to stop him yet except on a turnover, so...
All right. See what, again, Victor Brown calls in the play from that far sideline. Split end to the right. Wing to the left is Lubin. Mark Clayton goes wing to the right as well. Double wing. Swenda is your fullback. Motion man is Mark Clayton. It's Swenda off the left side. He's going to drive into John Proshniak and then help from Ebo Pio and others. Short gain off that left edge for maybe two. Better job that time by the Panther defense. Clock ticks, 47, 46 seconds. I think Upper Marion's will have to snap it one more time here before the quarter ends, but they'll take it. They'll say, look, well, if we can hold Strathaven to one possession through the first quarter, they're going to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, that's the good news, that they need to put points on the board, so that's got to be their priority, but of course they don't have to do it right now. They can do it in a couple more plays.
Second down and eight. Another crack at it now from the Panther 14. Wing to the left, wing to the right, and they give it. On the sweep to this near side is Lubin. He is dropped for a loss. Aiden Proshniak.
I didn't even see where he came from.
Side to side running didn't work that time as Proshniak drops him for a loss of six back at the 20. Huge play there by the Panther D on what will be the final play of this first quarter. Third and 13 for the Vikings when we come back. Panther defense on their heels, but holding up well so far. We are scoreless after one. Be back in just a moment. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive on HavenFootball.net.
Larry and Mary Luter are longtime supporters of Strathaven football. We lost Larry this past August after a lengthy illness. Larry and Mary rarely missed a game until Larry's illness prevented them from attending. A 1966 graduate of Swarthmore High School, Larry met Mary at Wyatt Labs where he was employed, and they were married almost 43 years. We honor Larry and Mary on this broadcast for their dedicated support and enthusiasm. Mary's generous gift to HavenFootball.net in Larry's name is helping us to broadcast this playoff game to the Haven football family.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Brian Carroll bringing play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and more. We have Pete Fulgenetti and Andrew Kaufman with the stats and spotting. We may hear from Billy Splane from the PA Football News at halftime. Splane, former assistant coach at Berwick, and now has been writing for PA Football News and Eastern PA Football and a number of outlets for the last several years. In the meantime, ready to start the second quarter here. Third down and 13. Perhaps passing situation. Nobody's put it in the air yet,
yeah,
but
tried.
Upper Marion's been running it quite well up until that last play. Double wing, split end to the left. Motion man is Mark Clayton. Give on the quick hitter. It's Lubin cuts it back, and he's down to about the 15-yard line. Fake me out on the dive to Swenda.
Yep.
But Lubin takes it to the 15 for a gain of five. Fourth down and eight upcoming here. And in watching pregame and just watching in the last couple of weeks in terms of tape here, the kicking game has really been not much, really non-existent. Last week, for instance, every extra point try was a two-point try.
Really?
So we'll have to see what happens after that.
So we can accept the fact they don't have a field goal kicker.
Well, they have one, but I'm not sure if he's maybe perhaps injured or whatever it might be. Either way, Victor Brown for the Vikings has called timeout here with 11:35 to play in the second quarter. Fourth and eight from the Panther 15. You'd be looking at about a 32-yard field goal from the right hash.
Which in high school is a pretty good reach.
Relatively cool night, no wind to speak of. But
which is amazing considering the winds we've had in the last 24 hours.
Yep. All right. So, again, injury news here from the first quarter. John Wilson, unfortunately, out of the lineup, sitting on the sideline and not looking optimistic about getting back in there. Isaiah Freeman in there as an inside linebacker next to John Prochniak. So they open, they break the huddle, come out of the timeout with a spread. Empty backfield, five wide. Panthers trying to come up with a stop here. Fourth and 10 for Upper Marion. Dale Clayton in the gun. Back to pass for the first time, looking. Heavy pressure, and they've got him! He puts it up in the air anyway, and incomplete. Are they going to mark him down or no? Incomplete. Great pressure from Aiden Prochniak. Forces the incompletion, and the Panthers take over. First and 10 at their own 15.
Well, that was what they needed. They knew they were going to throw it, and they, you know, Haven did what they had to do, put a lot of pressure on our quarterback and took him down. Great football move. He got rid of that ball safely. He actually was relatively close to getting to somebody, but bottom line, nobody else was really around to pick it up. So now Haven's got to sit and do a sustained drive. We'll see if they can do as well in the second drive as they did in the first.
All right. Panthers trying to tilt the field again. If nothing else, they did that well with their opening drive. Came up empty on the scoreboard with the turnover, but did move it down to the 27-yard line. Here, long field in front of them. They'll start it at their own 15. Into the backfield now. On first down, they go toss play. Looking for room is Jarris Adams. He cuts up field, and he's bouncing off one tackle, two tackles, and he'll pick up a couple here on the fullback toss. Yep. And a flag comes in late. I think they hit him out of bounds.
Yep.
So we'll call it a gain of three on the carry, and I think the Panthers are going to get a free 15 here. Wait for the signal here. Dead ball foul, personal foul against Upper Marion, and that will give the Panthers a little more real estate here out near the 32, I believe, when they march it off. So, 11:20 to play here in the second quarter. Panthers with their second possession of the ball game so far. Defense has bent, has not broken. 117 yards for Upper Marion in their first two drives, but nothing to show for it.
Well, both teams' defense are having trouble stopping the other's offense.
Well, here we go. Two tight end set. Shift now. Wing to the right is Matt Schuler. Gives Debo Pio off the right side. He follows a block momentarily, but nice job getting off that block is Aaron Anderson, and drops Pio for a loss of three on the play. Matt Dowdy leading the way that time, but had two white jerseys in front of him,
and
neither one of them engaged. So good job there by the Upper Marion defense, and Pio drops back at the 29-yard line, turns it into second down and about 12 or 13, really. Mike Golay over the football, two tight ends, split it. No tight end now, just to the right here is Christian Mazur. Split end to the left is Jarris Adams. On the sweep to the left side, this is Matt Schuler, cuts it upfield, and he's going to dance his way across the 35 and out to the 37. Nice work there from Schuler, picking up 8 yards and brings it to third down and about five. Schuler with some quickness there through the hole.
Now the outside linebacker had sealed off that corner, which is I think where Schuler wanted to go. He turned it up inside because he was forced to, but fortunately the blocking inside held, and he made the 8-yard gain.
Third down and six. Panthers from their own 37-yard line. We'll be inside of 10 minutes to play here in the first half when they snap it. Jarris Adams now split end to the left, just inside the hash mark. Wing to the right is Schuler on third and six. Gives it to P.O., looks for running room off the right side, bounces back to his left. He's still on his feet, still bounces his way. First down yardage, Ebo P.O. picks up a bundle out to the 47-yard line, gain of 10. He just disappeared in the middle of that line.
You can't see me. I'm shaking my head going, don't go backwards, don't go backwards. But he did, and he scooted around the side, found something, and scooted up through it. Boy, I got to tell you, as a defensive lineman, that drives you crazy when you have a guy tied up like that, and he just dances around and gets out and gains and gets a first down.
Well played by Upper Marion in terms of pursuit
Absolutely.
Angles and so forth, but Pio just had to be creative there. First and 10 from the 47 now. Adams split end to the right. Wing to the right is Schuler. Back to pass is Ryder for the first time. Looking in double coverage, but Adams is behind him and could not haul it in. Just out of reach inside the 25. Looking for the flag route on the near sideline and just off the mark. Second down and 10 upcoming. So, yeah, double coverage, but Adams still beat it. And there was a small window there to put it in.
Yeah.
Couldn't quite get it done.
Probably would have been out of bounds anyway. I think he threw it a little bit further than it could have been caught.
Adams checks out. Two tight ends now. Aiden Prochniak, tight end to the right. Mazur to the left. Wing to the right is Matt Schuler. On second and 10 from the 47, Adams stumbles, and the ball pops out, and good job by John Prochniak as Ryder. I said Adams. I'm sorry, that was Ryder stumbled coming out from under center. Ball popped out, and good job by John Prochniak to recover. Third down and 11 now as Coach Clancy brings in the play, and Jarris Adams follows Ryder to the huddle. Aiden Prochniak checks out. Third and 11 now from the 46. Still scoreless if you're joining us late. Upper Marion with two possessions. They've driven inside the Strathaven 20 twice and have been stopped, once by a fumble, once on downs. Panthers, just their second possession of the night now. Third and 11. Ryder back to pass, looking off a play fake. Has time. Wheel route. Has Schuler, who leaps and could not haul it in. Pass just a little high inside the 35. Schuler was out there. There was a window, but they could not connect. And fourth and 11, and the punt team comes on. So two near misses in the pass game there for the Panthers. And Emmett Young on to kick it away. And guess who? T.Y. Lubin waiting for Upper Marion.
That's boy, if you can, kick it to one sideline or the other. Right. I would not kick it down the center.
He's flanked by, is that 13 over there waiting, or is that Anderson, or is that Zielinski back there with him? All right, here we go. Young gets a good snap and a high wobbler. Fair catch signaled and made at the 27-yard line. Nice work there by number 11, Brad Zielinski. So at the 27-yard line is where Upper Marion will start their third possession. Still scoreless here midway through the second quarter.
Well, I tell you, well, both defenses now have a stop. The Lower Marion was a little bit more impressive, although Haven's starting to see some action in the air, but not with any catches. So, although, again, I really wish they would do some 7-yard passes instead of going 35 yards on the field. But okay, it's the end of the season. If they haven't done it by now, they're not going to.
All right, here we go. Set Satterton up on Coatesville 7-0. Here we're scoreless. Upper Marion, third possession of the night, begins at their 27-yard line. Wing to the left, goes in motion to the right. Give is to Swenda, the fullback, right up the middle and into the arms of Sam Burke. Very quickly, Burke closes for maybe a yard. Maybe a yard for Swenda. Off that left side, and good job by Burke and Aiden Prochniak. Swenda, 8 carries for 40 yards here in the early going. As I mentioned, Satterton jumps out on Coatesville 7-0.
Really?
Coatesville, the home team tonight. Cardinal O'Hara trailing Archbishop Carroll in the Catholic League, 23-0 at half. Here, we're scoreless. Second down and 9 from the 27. Anderson split into the right. On the sweep coming this way is T.Y. Lubin, who's going to meet a wall of black jerseys this time. Barlow, Schuler, and Blake all on the stop of Lubin after a short gain of maybe 3. Let's see where they put this down. Just across the 30-yard line.
Oh, 30-yard line.
All right, well. Okay. Call third down and about 7, maybe 6. All right. Here we go. 7-10 and counting to play here before halftime. Right. Upper Marion again taking their time with it. Split end to the right is Zielinski. Wing T look again. Wing to the right. Two backs behind Dale Clayton, who's under center, watching the back judge. Back is Clayton on 3rd and 7, looking, has time, fires a dart over the middle. It is caught for a first down. Terrific catch.
Wow.
Well, he had some mustard on that one.
Yeah.
And a nice job there, pulling it in at the 39-yard line by Zielinski. Pretty well covered. Just better offense that time. Give him 8 and a first down.
Oh, no, it was a hard-throwing ball. I mean, that would have been tough to knock down, even if you were that close.
Good work there by Clayton with some mobility there, getting away from, again, pretty good pressure off the edge from Aiden Prochniak that time. 1st and 10, fresh set of downs here for Upper Marion. Panthers will get the football to start the second half, but they'd like to think the defense can get a stop here, somewhere closer to midfield than their end zone. Motion man is Lubin from left to right. Give is to Swenda off the left side. He's got a little bit of room this time. Good patient running across the 45 and out to the 46. Gain of 7. If he goes straight ahead, he probably runs right into his own lineman's back, but just a little stutter step in the backfield gave him a window.
Mazur was in the backfield. He was set up, but he was blocked, and the offensive player sealed Mazur off from the running back, and that gave him the opening he needed to get through and gain the 7 yards. 8 yards.
Panther bands trying to get everybody making some noise here. Panthers not used to going a couple of quarters without a touchdown, and we are on the way to that right now. 5:37 to play in the half. Scoreless. On second down and three, it's Swindo on the counter. Straight up the middle, first down maybe. We'll see.
No,
he's
going to
be just shy. Okay, yep. They stacked him up just in time. It'll be third down and inches. Nice work there by a couple of Panther tacklers, including John Prochniak. In the middle, brings up third down and a yard. From the 48-yard line, Upper Marion now, moving right to left here in this second quarter. And again, they are just milking this clock. Right now, time of possession is not a landslide.
No.
It's pretty close leading into this drive, but still, good work here by Upper Marion to shorten the game perhaps. Wing to the left is Lubin. On third and short, it's Swindle off the left side. He runs into Aiden Prochniak and still pushes the pile. Ebo Pio stands him up, but not before he crosses the midfield stripe, and another first down for Upper Marion. They'll put it down on the 47-yard line. 5 yards later, Swenda has given Upper Marion a fresh set of downs and probably a couple more minutes to work with here.
No doubt. It's going to be interesting because, obviously, at this stage of the game, I think Strathaven's not going to get the ball back before the end of the first half, and they're just going to play defense and make sure Upper Marion doesn't get their points.
Well, need a turnover, perhaps.
Yep, would be nice.
Split end to the right is Zielinski. Wing to the right is Lubin. Panthers trying to slow down this offense. They give it to Lubin off this left side. He's going to lower the shoulder. Flag
face
on the
mask.
Play, and we'll see. It's going to be face mask or holding. Flag down at the midfield stripe.
The way he threw it, it looks like holding.
Sam Burke had initial contact. Nice work there by Schuler and Pio to fill in as well.
Yep.
And this is going to be
blocking
holding.
The back. Was it holding or blocking the back?
Yeah. All right. Here's the. They're going to march this back from the midfield stripe. So a spot foul, costly penalty here for the Vikings. It's going to be illegal block. March this back to the 40-yard line. It brings up second down and 23. Sorry, first and 23. All right, down over. First and 23 now from their own 40, so a break there for the Panthers on a block in the back. Aaron Anderson split to the left. Wing to the left as well is Lubin. Clayton and Swenda in the backfield. They give it to Lubin. Jet sweep off the right side. Looking for a block. He has some room. Lowers the shoulder, and the Panthers bang him down. And no whistle. Wow, they thought he was down, but the Panthers did not play to the whistle. He bounced. He must have landed on a teammate and takes it back near the original line of scrimmage and then some. Back to the Panther 46-yard line. So he wipes out most of the penalty yardage there with a gain of 14. Second down and 9. Panthers with a huge hit on Lubin, he just didn't go down. This is a guy you're just going to have to wrap up and wrestle him down.
That's a lesson there. Don't do that again, guys. Take him down.
9 carries, 95 yards already for the senior. 3:30 and counting to play here in the first half. Still scoreless. Upper Marion on the move. Second down and 9 from the Panther 46. Wing to the right. Comes in motion. That's Mark Clayton. Gives the fullback. This is Swenda, who goes right into Isaiah Freeman and dropped there after a short gain. Nice job by Isaiah.
Yep, very good.
To stop him at the 44.
Who's substituting at linebacker.
Third down and about 8. Up comes 7 upcoming. Still likely 4 down territory unless you get a negative play. Or, you know, if you're Coach Brown, maybe you say, look, we'll punt it and try to pin them deep if we don't get anywhere here. But nice job by Upper Marion. They converted third in about this distance a few moments ago.
My money, if Upper Marion doesn't make a first down here, I think they go for it. Well, of course, it will depend. If they get stopped right at the yard line, maybe not. But if they get anywhere close to the 40, I think they're going for it.
Clock ticks, 2:39 and counting to play here before halftime. Third down and 7. Dale Clayton under center. Split end to the left, wing to the left as well. Give play fake, back to pass. Clayton down the middle. It is juggled and incomplete.
Oh,
nearly intercepted by Schuler. Nearly hauled in by Lubin with a juggling attempt at the 30-yard line. Could not haul it in. Panthers fortunate that he didn't, or he's probably scoring. All right, so now decision time, and they will punt it away.
Yeah, they will punt it, which makes sense. And it's interesting because when you decide to throw it, I think your decision is if we don't make the pass, we're going to punt it. So it's an interesting combination of plays they decided to go for.
Now, Dale Clayton is your punter here, so Panthers need to be aware that he can certainly throw it. But it'll be 4th and 7 from the 44. Standing deep to return, Matt Schuller and Ebo Pio at about their 10-yard line. Snap is a good one. Clayton steps into it. Panthers come after it, but a good kick by Clayton. Fair catch, signal four, and made. Ugh. And good job by Schuller hauling it in as he falls to his seat of his pants there at the 14-yard line.
You know, the money play there, in my opinion, is to just let it go. Hope it bounces into the end zone. And if you get trapped on the five, so you take a few, you know, you try to run it out a little bit. But, God, if he had dropped that ball there well, on a fair catch, he's just waiting for somebody to pick it up.
Well, Panthers have... again, lousy field position all first half. They're starting again from their 14-yard line here. 2:18, three timeouts in their pocket, but of course Upper Marion has three timeouts as well. Mm-hmm. If the Panthers don't move well, they have two timeouts, rather, for Upper Marion. Motion man is Evan Blake. On the counter, they give it to Ebo Pio. Runs into his own man and then is stacked up very quickly here, maybe a yard for Ebo on first down. And that's about it. Nice work there by Mark Clayton on the stop. For Upper Marion, brings up second down and maybe 9. Ryder jogs in the play. 2:08, 2:07 and counting to play here before halftime. Panthers need something positive here or else perhaps Upper Marion starts using timeouts and wants the ball back. Here we go. It's Prochniak off the left side. He's got an alley here up the left side, and he's got himself a first Ooh. Down. That'll stop the clock momentarily as Prochniak takes 10. Out to the 26-yard line.
And he might have been one man away from going the rest of the way down to the end zone. That was he had a nice opening through the center of that line.
Good work there by the front five. Prochniak checks out. Jarris Adams checks in at fullback. Six carries, 38 yards for Prochniak. Panthers with 87 total yards, 159 for Upper Marion. Two tight end set. Adams is your fullback. They give it to him. A little bit of running room, not really. Boy, they just outnumbered him or somebody missed a block. It's there were two white shirts waiting for Adams immediately after a gain of just two. So not much doing for the Panther fullback there. And it brings up second down and 8. Clock ticks, 110, 109 and counting. Coach Clancy, my guess is they keep this pretty conservative here, hoping that maybe you come out of halftime with better field position after a kickoff rather than starting every drive inside their 20 in this first half. Ryder under center. We're inside a minute to play before halftime. Gives to P.O. who looks for a little room, shuffles his way to the 30, and that's about it. Short gain of 2 there for P.O. brings up third down and about 6. Clock ticks, 39, 38, 37 and counting. Upper Marion.
Not calling timeout either. It's a little strange.
Panthers. You know, third down and 6, eh?
Both teams playing it very conservatively.
All right, the Panthers are going to run one more play here, and then my guess just take it to halftime. I mean, you have to take care of the ball here. More than anything else, you don't fumble the football. 15 seconds, 14 seconds, 13 seconds. Ryder takes a snap, gives to Adams. Off the left side, and on the cut, lost his footing. Had some room off that left edge there, but Jarris slips and falls at the 33-yard line, and that will do it for a fast-moving, scoreless first half. So, with that in mind, we'll take it to halftime. Nothing to report here on the scoreboard, nothing to report on Twitter. We might take a Twitter update just to keep people posted. But in the meantime, we're scoreless in round one of the District 1 playoffs. The Panthers will get the football back to start the second half. We'll hear from Billy Splain and Pete and Mike and Andrew at halftime. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-8661.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day. Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer, Pete Fulginetti, and Statman Andrew Kaufman. Tonight's report is sponsored by Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
And we're back at George L. King Field, where the score is an extremely surprising 0-0. There's been no scoring. Both teams have had their chances. Nobody got that close to the end zone, but they were certainly both driving. And each team had a fumble, and then each team turned it over on downs. It's an interesting situation, but that's what we got. Pete, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Mike, I just mentioned to Brian, I said these two teams are a mirror of each other. They both had extended drives in their first possession, fumbling when they got fairly close to the goal within the 30s. And then they, you know, both teams moved the ball up and down between the 30s. I would say Upper Marion has a little more. And Andrew will have the stats, but I think they had a little more success on big plays. But when Haven had to stop them, they did. And we have a scoreless tie. Obviously, Haven will get the second half kickoff, which will be very important because this is the kind of game that you might be able to win this with 7 or 10 points. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, this is going to be first score wins the game, and that's what you're going to look at. I'm surprised. Upper Marion has been extremely effective on both sides of the ball. Their running game looks very good, and their front line is just out-muscling our guys, I think, at the front line.
Mike, you know what to look for in the second half? That last play, I don't know if you noticed, that Jerick Adams had the ball. He broke to the outside, and he was so upset because he had a clear path for quite a while there, and of course the clock ran out. So look for the Panthers in the second half to do more runnings to the sidelines with their scat bats, with Jerick Adams and Matt Schuller and all. I think they'll run more wide plays because up the middle, it's tough. This is a big defensive line, but up in Marion. So I think the sidelines have more of an opportunity for a big plays.
All right. Well, very good. Well, we do have our guest here. You want to go ahead and switch over, Pete?
Yeah, sure.
We do have our guest here, who's Billy Splain from PennsylvaniaFootballNews.com. How you doing? We got you on a short leash here, so stay close.
All right, yeah. My wife has the same leash.
Well, there'll be no kiss goodbye for you tonight, so forget it. So what's your thoughts? I'm kind of shocked by this game.
You know, it seems like it took two quarters for these teams to continue feeling each other out is what it seems like. I'm impressed by Upper Marion's running back, T.Y. He looks very good. He's shifting. He's fast. He's had a couple of big runs tonight. But, you know, that's what you get when you have two teams that run the ball like these guys do. And, you know, a quick first half, defenses are doing a good job making the stops when they need to make the stops. So, you know, I look forward to a lot of changes in the second half from both teams, or none at all.
All right. Well, that's right. Well, let's talk a little bit of why we got you here on your website, because I don't know how many of our listeners are familiar with it.
We have a big, big following in District 1 right now, and, you know, I took over PA Football News last year in the summertime, and it was basically doing nothing for a long time. There was another owner that took it over from Tom Elling and Rich Vitok. And I wanted to continue covering. I have westernpafootball.net right now also. Wanted to continue covering the east side of the state. I'm from Berwick, so I love all these teams, Manheim and Strathaven. And, you know, we've played them all. And I built relationships working with the PSFCA with all the coaches. And, you know, it was available. I took it. And It has just gone gangbusters. We do over 5 million hits a month on our website.
Wow.
And, you know, we went from 2,400 Twitter followers to we're approaching 11,000 in just over a year. So the reception has been great. We're working into this area. We've got a few reporters down here now. Willie McGonigal is one of my guys. He's
okay.
He's up at Springfield, Cheltenham right now. And, you know, we love it. I'm just glad that I was able to make it here because, boy, what a chore it was.
Yeah, where you came from where?
I came from State College. I live right near State College.
Oh, my goodness, you're out of your mind.
No.
For a high school football game? There is no way I would do that. That's insanity. I complain when I got to drive 30 minutes to get to a game.
When you're from Berwick, you love football. And I'm from Berwick, and we love football. And, you know, we talk about that all the time. I have a show on Tuesday nights we do live on our show, and we talk about it a lot, how, like, the folks in the east side of the state don't realize, and the west too, like in the Whippeal and District 10, they don't realize how nice it is because they can drive 15 to 20 minutes to a game.
Right.
Where when I'm in the center of the state, there's where I live in State College, I have five teams that are within 25 minutes of me. If they're away, I'm driving an hour and 10 minutes.
It's like trying to follow Hawaii University.
That's correct.
Yeah, and when you're home, it's great. When they're away, it's terrible.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, I understand. All right, well, we appreciate you coming by. We certainly appreciate you. You have been pretty much informing the world when we're broadcasting and stuff like that, and we always appreciate that. Because I know people are always looking for, you know, they're not going to get to a game or they're going to go someplace else. They want to see what's going on. So we've always had a really good following here. And, of course, when we get the playoffs, it starts to get really nice. So. But we appreciate you coming by.
Well, I'm glad. You know, it's a pleasure to come by. And, you know, with PAFootballNews.com, we're building right now. We're just building and building. So next year we hope to have a media page where everybody in the media can come and post where they're going to be. And, you know, we want to be a central hub where anybody in the United States can come to our website and find out what's going on in Pennsylvania football.
Works for me. And of course, we use sites like that all the time. So because people are amazed at some of the information we get. But if it wasn't for guys like you, there's no way to get it.
Yeah,
no way to get it.
You know, we love doing it. And, you know, we have some platforms we're working on right now where teams can build a website right within our platform. All the stats would come to, go to a central site, and it would make it easier for media members to find stuff like that, because right now with newspapers shrinking at the rapid pace they're shrinking, we are all scrambling. I work with a lot of guys like Mike Drago and PA Prep Live and guys all over the state, and you know we scramble to try and find information. So I don't know if you've noticed it, but it's actually become a little bit easier because we're working a lot harder to get information out there. You know, and you know, Mike Drago at Reading Eagles got two reporters. Penn Live in Harrisburg, they've got three reporters. And, you know, down here, you have it nice. You have PA Prep Live, and they bring in, like, the Delco Times and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I can go there and find 27, 28 articles.
That's true.
It's a wonderful thing.
It's a great place for articles. It's not so great for stats and trying to find out what's going on. But
that's correct.
We'll see what we can do. That's right.
I work with the PSFCA, and, you know, in the offseason, we're going to work on some ideas to help promote high school football because, you know, we really have to. I mean, numbers are dropping, and, you know, there's a million reasons why they're dropping, and we don't want Pennsylvania football to, you know, diminish any lower than it is.
Right.
You know, and it's still a great sport in Pennsylvania. We still love what, you know, what the kids do in Pennsylvania. You can't find a better atmosphere than Pennsylvania football right now. And
well, I would say high school football in general, wherever you are. But be that as it may, the bottom line is nobody wants to see it go away, and it's too important to the kids and the families and everybody who participates. So, all right, well, it's in here. The score is still 0-0. There's been no score, and we're going to take a quick break here and come back for Brian's updates and all the other good stuff. We want to thank Billy Spain for being here and for taking the time out and getting a little warm in the booth.
I appreciate you having me here.
So we will be back just a few minutes after a word from our sponsors. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
And welcome back to George L. King Field in Wallingford, Pennsylvania, where the score is Strathaven 0, Upper Marion 0. It's been one of those nights. It's the first time it's ever happened this year. It's probably one of the few times it's ever happened that I can remember.
Yeah.
I can remember the last time we had a 0-0 game.
It's been a very low-scoring game. Obviously, there's no score.
Can't be any low-scoring than this.
Can't be lower scoring than this right now.
So, all right, we got the band still in the field, though, and the clock shows 2 minutes to game time, but none of the teams are even on the field. The band's still in the middle playing, so we're not going anywhere real quick. Pete, in the meantime, did you want to make any other observations? Or
I want to make a prediction for the second half. I just got a feeling that Jerick Adams is going to break one. I know they're going to start going more wide than up the middle because the Upper Marion line is pretty big up the middle, and so let's see if Jerick Adams can break one for a long game or possibly for six. That's my second half prediction.
All right.
I think it could be one of those split ends that we use, the split tight ends, either like Jairus Adams, Matt Schuler, Evan Blake, or
Or it could be Mike Mayer running onto the field.
That would be very surprising.
Andrew, yes. You know what else?
I could also, like we've seen John Prochniak have a couple of nice runs up the middle, and there was one where he was just an arm tackle away from breaking it for a lot more than he had.
Probably,
you know what
score.
Else, Andrew? We might see Mike. We might see a little passing. They've had men open. We've been overthrowing our receivers, but that one play on the side here where Matt Schuler was open was overthrown, and the one that Jerick Adams was just off his fingertips. So I think they're going to open it up a little bit more. We're going to go running wide, maybe some passing downfield, less up the middle running.
And what do you think Upper Marion's going to do? Just more of the same?
They're going to pound.
I think there's more of the same coming from Upper Marion.
All right. We shall see. All right, well, the band has vacated the field. The Panthers are now running out to the field. We show 12 seconds.
How about we discuss the
Eagles? Yeah, do a quick job of the Eagles.
Well, the Eagles came up with
Are they still playing football?
Well, yeah.
Apparently they are.
They're trying to. Yes. But last week they had a nice win against the Buffalo Bills,
yes,
who really, at 5-1, are not that good. But they beat them anyway. This Sunday they're playing a Bears team that doesn't score much, but they have a fabulous defense. Look for the Eagles to come away with a 21-14 win and go 5-4.
All right. And let's let it go at that. We're going to switch the headset over to Brian now so he can get into it. Brian, I got your set off, so now okay. You're on.
There. All right. There sounds good. Well, we have some score updates as best we can get during the halftime here as Panthers are making their way back onto the field. So we're just a few quick minutes from second half kickoff, but some score updates. Let's start with the Delaware County team in the 12 versus 5 game in 6A. 12th seeded Haverford on the road at 5th seeded Springford. Any guesses on the score, Mike?
I have no idea.
How about Trey Blair just lighting it up again?
Really?
He's over 200 yards rushing.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's 28-0 Haverford late in the second quarter.
And what's
quarter.
Haverford seed?
12th.
Taking well, that'd on be the first time I think I've seen a 12 seed beat a 5, although tonight it's been a tie game.
Tonight,
so
and here, right in front of us, we're scoreless.
Right.
Speaking of upsets in the making, Pensbury, the 16 seed, taking on the road at Downingtown West. It was 21-7 Pensbury. Downingtown West has just scored to make it 21-14.
Wow.
So we've seen 16 over 1, if you think about 2010, when Westchester Henderson went down to Folsom and knocked out Ridley.
But that's so rare.
Super-duper rare. But Downingtown West...
Not so much in 6A, is it?
Yes, but Downingtown West has been a one seed in the past and has also lost. So we'll see if Pensbury can hold on there. Let's see. North Penn and Central Bucks South tied at 7. Garnet Valley, last we heard, was up 14-0 on Owen J. Roberts.
Okay.
Academy Park 6, Oxford 0.
Ooh.
Plymouth-Whitemarsh all over Abington. So there's another game. The winner of that one gets the winner of the Garnet Valley game.
Okay.
The 11 seed Colonials, Plymouth-Whitemarsh up 28-0 on Abington.
Wow.
So big surprise there down in Willow Grove, Abington area. Penwood and Radnor tied at 7 in 5A. Now, that's the other side
that's
of the
amazing.
Bracket. But Penwood and Radnor knotted at 7. Coatesville fell behind Satterton 7-0, but now three straight touchdowns for the Red
Ooh.
Raiders. They lead
Ooh.
21-7 at
like
home. The one seed in 5A taking care of business tonight. Cheltenham 26, Springfield 0. Marple Newtown has a home game tonight hosting Unionville, and the Tigers trail 14-0 at half.
Mm.
So Unionville 14, Marple Newtown 0. Matching score. Another Chessmont team at home tonight. Westchester Ruston allowed to play on their own field under the lights. Imagine that. leading Upper Dublin 14-0 as we speak. We are waiting for a Westchester East, Westchester Henderson score. We are also awaiting a Kennett score. Kennett and Chichester do not have an update yet. The winner of that one will take on the winner of Upper Marion and Strathaven. So we'll keep an eye on next week's opponent for Panther fans. Hopefully it's Strathaven. But right now, Upper Marion doing everything they can to deny that. 8 first downs in the first half for Upper Marion, 7 for Strathaven. Total yards in the Vikings' favor, 159-93. All but 8 of those 159 yards on the ground. Just one completion on the night for either team. So, it's been ground and pound for both teams, not unexpected from that realm. But 3 of 5 on third down for the Vikings has extended some drives and, again, limited Strathaven in terms of number of possessions, but also the distance from where the Panthers have started.
And Haven's got that big 4th and 5 that they pulled out for a first
That's
down
right.
as well. Wow.
Leading rusher in the game is T.Y. Lubin, 9 carries for 95 yards. Anthony Swenda, 12 for 56. For the Panthers, they've spread it out some. 6 carries for John Prochniak for 38 yards. Ebo Pio, 6 for 24. Evan Blake, 3 for 18. Jairus Adams, 3 for 6. And nothing to speak of in the pass game just yet for the Panthers, but we'll see what they can do starting the second half with the football, hopefully in better field position than shy of their 15-yard line. A couple other scores from the Del Valle teams in the 5A bracket. Academy Park has extended their lead now 12-0. So the Knights at home tonight. Leading Oxford 12-0, and Penwood has just taken a lead 10-7 on Radnor. One other quick update, it's going to be a mercy rule circumstance, believe it or not, 35-0, Haverford on top of Springford.
Wow.
And, believe it or not, I've been saying all along, I said, what a shame that Garnet Valley Haverford was week one of the season.
Just the way it works out
Of the Central League season, week two overall, but... I think Haverford, and that's not knocking Garnet Valley at all, Haverford's just been absolutely hot, and the defense has been fantastic, you know, an eight-game winning streak. Garnet Valley now leads 22-0, and that's, you know, consider Garnet Valley right now, 22-0 lead with their essentially their third-string quarterback. Ryan Gallagher out of the action tonight. Their second-string guy, who they thought earlier in the season, has been out for a long time.
Right.
No. And so now, Garnet, we've seen it before in seasons past where they just have depth. They're well-coached. They're well-trained. They're ready to go. And one other quick score update, Pensbury scored again. They're leading Downingtown West 28-14 midway through the second quarter. So, again, the 16 seed over the 1 at the moment. Here, we're finally ready to go. Upper Marion ready to kick it away. Number 14, Dale Clayton, has it teed. Halfway between the hash marks, and the Panthers, again, hoping for better field position than their, say, 14 or 15
number
yard line.
Number 7 has it teed, is it? Number 34.
34.
Okay.
Is that who has it now? Okay.
Yeah.
34 is not on your, or not on our roster, I should say. So we'll see who's got it ready to go. All right. So yeah. Upper Marion kicker has it ready to go. Ebo Pio awaits, flanked by Jairus Adams and Matt Schuler. High end over end kick. It's going to come down on a hop, and it's a loose ball, and Matt Schuler, good heads up play to dive on it at the 25. The line just ahead of the deep men sort of ran away from it, and it got the ball hung up there for a minute. And
they were watching it.
Remember, that's a live ball there, and Schuler with a heads-up play to pounce on it. So slightly better field position here for the Panthers, but still a long way to go. First and 10 at their own 26 is where they'll start, moving left to right here to start the third quarter.
I tell you, I think this is an important series for Haven. I think they got to set some tone here.
Two tight ends, Aiden Prochniak to the left, Christian Mazur to the right. They shift. Pio into the backfield, wing to the right is Evan Blake. On first down, left side is Prochniak. He bounces. Now there's a flag down. Prochniak, all sorts of room off that left edge. 40, 42-yard line, but I think it's coming back. This is in the neighborhood of holding right on that left side. And we'll wait for the signal, and indeed it is. So they're going to mark this back shy of the line of scrimmage even. So, boy, this is going to put them back at the 15 anyway. First and 22.
It's a nice first play. Of course, I don't know whether he got away because somebody was being held, so that's always the issue. Although it was more towards the center of the line.
All right. Well, Panthers will try it again. Sam Burke in the game at left tackle now. So Sam has been out of the lineup for a couple of weeks. But he's back in there now. And Jack Ryder will bring in the play. Panthers, not a great start here. Coming out of the halftime locker room. Evan Blake, wing to the left. P.O. in the backfield alongside of the fullback, John Prochniak. Give is to Prochniak. Quick hitter up the middle. He's going to push across the 20 out to the 22. So he gets 7. Not too bad. So maybe the 21. So gain of 6 and brings up 2nd and 15 or so. Panthers a long way to go here. They're at 99 yards total offense. All of it on the ground. Far below the 300 and some they've been averaging.
Yeah, well, not for lack of trying in the air, though.
So, in the meantime, they break the huddle again with two tight ends. Blake in the backfield alongside of Prochniak. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Play fake, and they give to Pio with a sweep off to this near side. Pio looking for a block. He cuts inside. He's crossed the 30-yard line, and good gain out to the 33. It'll bring up third down, 32, I guess. Bring up third down in about 5 or 6 when they unpile.
Big third down, guys. Big third down.
Well, if you can convert here after a holding penalty had you at first and 22, there's a momentum to be gained perhaps there. And
particularly after they called back a run that was good for, what, 20 yards,
true.
25
yeah,
yards?
Yeah, right. Even never mind the penalty. Greg Prochniak would have had him out at the 42. In the meantime, they need the 36. Third and almost 5. It's Prochniak off the left side. Lowers the shoulder. Dives in. I think he's got it. Looks to be across the 36-yard line, and that will move the sticks. Big conversion for the Panthers.
Wow, that was great.
They were just 1 of 5 on third down before that play, and that will move it forward. Big, big conversion there. And now a little energy here from the crowd below us. Clock continues to tick here. Opening drive of the half. Panthers will snap from their own 37-yard line. A little bounce in their step coming out of the huddle now. Mazur to the left at tight end, and Aiden Prochniak to the right. Gives to John Prochniak. Straight ahead on first down. He's out to the 41-yard line. He'll take 4 yards and runs hard into the arms of 53 Justin Fisher on the stop for Upper Marion.
Well, this is such a typical, I don't know what it's like for Upper Marion, but this is you know, the pounding ground game that Clancy just loves to get involved in. I mean, I'm sure he'd like to see somebody break out and score, but
that's right.
But this is the kind of offense they like to run, right up the gut and around the ends occasionally. And
Aiden Prochniak checks out at tight end. Jairus Adams checks in, and he's now split to the left side, just inside the left hash. Wing to the left is P.O., and they give to Evan Blake off the left side, and he's got some room with the speed across the 45, 50, 45-yard line. Evan Blake with a bundle off that left edge, well blocked out there. And nice job for Evan with 14 more and another first down.
That's where Evan needs to run. Blake is just, when he gets just a couple of key blocks and turn that corner, he's like a gazelle out there.
Just a long strider.
Yep.
Again, terrific track athlete in the spring as well. And, boy, Evan got well done. And, again, I like the split end out to the left that time. Adams as a threat takes his corner deep and clears that side. All right, first and 10 from the 45-yard line of Upper Marion. Ryder under center. It's John Prochniak straight ahead. He's got some room, and into the secondary he goes. Tumbles forward for 9. He'll be just shy of the 35, it looks like. Brings up second down and about a yard and a half. Well, we'll call it 2. Second and 2. So Prochniak, again, 10 carries, 61 yards. Just methodical tonight. Panthers with a turnover on their opening drive of the game. Same can be said of Upper Marion, and since then it's just been... Oh, like Pete said at halftime, like a mirror image of each other. But here the Panthers trying to convert. Second down and 2 from the Upper Marion 37. 10 men in the box. Give on the sweep, looking for room is P.O. Trying to bounce outside. Get some good blocking. 35-yard line. First down as he's dragged out of bounds. Nice work there by Anderson to string him out and pull him down. But that will move the sticks again. And another Panther first down. Give him 4. And it'll move the sticks again.
This is like a mirror image of the first possession for Upper Marion. You just kept moving down. Let's hope it doesn't end the same way.
That's right. Clock stopped as P.O. was run out of bounds.
Upper Marion's first possession ended with a fumble down at about the 20.
Mike Golay over the football. Wing to the left is P.O. Two tight ends this time. It's Prochniak off the right side. He's going to push his way to about the 30-yard line and not much else. Second down and 7 for the Panthers. Cheltenham has extended their lead on Springfield to 33-7. Unionville 14, Marple Newtown 3, as the Tigers hit a field goal from 37 yards out on the final play of the first half. All right, Abington scored twice now, 28-14. The Ghosts trying to come crawl back into that one on their home field. 35-14, rather. Okay. All right, here we go. Second and 7 for the Panthers. On the 30-yard line, Ryder. Long count, turns, gives to Prochniak off the left side. He's going to be not getting too much there. Nice work by the Upper Marion defense.
Yeah.
Fisher and Clayton on the stop. And it brings up third down and about 6.
Upper Marion's really tightening it up now. Well, that's... I'm just saying they need to break out of this. They need to get some yardage.
Third and 6.
Definitely in fourth down territory.
See what the Panthers drum up here. Aiden Prochniak tight end to the left. Mazur to the right. Wing to the right is Evan Blake. 10 men in the box again for Upper Marion. Gives to P.O. off the right side. He's going to cut back. Sheds a tackle momentarily, but he's not going to get much.
Mm-mm.
Maybe a yard, but just too many white shirts there. And now, 4th and 5 upcoming.
Well, the first white shirt slowed him down, and that was all they needed to fill in and just take him right down. He, you know, the one thing, P.O.'s been dancing around, and it's worked for him, but in a case like that, he'd be better off just going, you know, shoulder down and straight forward in hopes that he can break through. Because he's getting held up.
Maybe a hard count here. 4th and 5 from the 28. The Panthers trying not to turn it over. Split end to either side. Adams to the right. P.O. to the left. Fullback is Prochniak. Ryder, back to pass, 3-step drop, looks, fires to the outside. P.O. took it upfield, incomplete, it falls. Miscommunication there. P.O. went deep, the pass went on the out, and nothing doing, and Upper Marion's defense holds.
I don't understand why they didn't try to at least draw him off sides and take the timeout and go forward or do what you want to do. But
Panthers chew up about half the third quarter here, but still, we are scoreless. 6:38 to play in the fourth.
It's not a fumble, but it ended the same way Upper Marion's first position. Now let's see if defense can do so. So far, defense has just been run right out of town for both sides. until it got to a point where they were tightened up, right?
And yet we're scoreless.
No, I understand it. Right. But there's an awful lot of time on the, you know, each team's had long possessions.
That's right. Here we go. Wing T look for Upper Marion. First possession of this second half. Dale Clayton under center. Give is to Mark Clayton, his older brother, and he'll lower the shoulder. His first carry of the night takes him to the 30-yard line. Gain of two before Burke and friends wrap him up. They'll put it across the 30 to the 31. Call it second down and seven.
Haven really needs a three-and-out stop here. They really need to get that ball back. This is going to be the first team that scores may win this game.
It could be. And at this point, Panthers would love to get the football, you know, somewhere near the midfield stripe,
right.
You know, rather than, you know, inside their 25 all night. Here we go. From the 31-yard line. Second and a long seven. On the sweep, this is Lubin. Off the right side, he's going to turn up field for a few. Nice open field tackle there by John Prochniak at the 35.
They're stretching it out pretty nicely. There's a lot of black jerseys over there. They're not letting it just run around them like they were. But, of course, now we got third and about four, maybe, and that's four. It's not going to be difficult for them to get. They really got to make a good, solid stop here to force the punt, because I'm afraid Lower Marion gets the fourth and one. They may just go for it, figuring they got to keep the ball.
Mike Golay checks in at defensive tackle. Matt Dowdy out for a breather. Third down and three. Could be Swenda here. He lines up at fullback. Tight end to the left, double wing. Motion man. And juggled. Ball snap is juggled, and nice job by Clayton to recover it, but he is buried right at the 35 for no gain. So a juggled snap there, and now Upper Marion brings on the punt team.
Okay, watch the fake, guys. I mean, it's getting late in the game. This is when you're going to see these kind of plays.
So the Panthers catch a break there. Self-inflicted mistake there for Upper Marion. And, you know, here's the other thing. You cannot get penalized on a play like this. Penalty against the Panthers would turn this into first down. All right, Dale Clayton to punt. He waits for the snap at the 20-yard line. P.O. and Schuler wait at their 30. Snap is a good one. Clayton steps into it. High wobbler. It's going to come down. It's fair catch signal for, and it is Schuler steps away from it. Good decision. And it'll roll dead the 27-yard line.
But he was playing with it.
Yeah, he was thinking about
it. I'll have to see him at the pizza shop tonight and say, no more of that.
Well, Panthers start, believe it or not, in their best field position of the night at their own 27. They started this second half at the 26. This gets, you know, slightly better here.
Okay, fine.
I mean, truly, it's been brutal. The Panthers, three possessions in the first half, all started inside their 15. And now the 26 and 27, still long field in front of them. 4:22 to play here in the third. Jack Ryder brings in the play. They'll snap from the right hash. Again, Panthers moving left to right here. Third quarter on the season, the Panthers have outscored their opponents 70-42. Here on first down, juggled snap, and Ryder pounces on it. So loss of a yard on the play. Each quarterback having trouble on the last couple snaps. And it brings up second down and 11. So the Panthers, you know, if you look at the quarter-by-quarter scoring on the year, you know, first quarter, they have outscored their opponents 84-14. Second quarter, 129-37. Slightly less in the third quarter. Of course, the Panthers have been in a lot of blowout-type games.
Well, and there's only 4 minutes left in the third
now,
quarter.
Yeah, I mean, there's great defensive effort, but here, Panthers trying to get the offense going. Play fake, back to passes, Ryder looking, has time. Down the middle he goes. He's got Schuler, who reaches up and makes the grab at the 45-yard line. And the Panthers have a first down in Upper Marion territory. Schuler had to reach up for it.
Yep.
Or he'd still be going.
Yes,
but what
he
a job. Would've.
Yeah, he had to reach up, and then he spun around to catch it and then lost his footing and fell. But it's conceivable if he had thrown that and caught it on the run, that might have been six right there.
Gain of 29, and the Panthers out of the huddle quickly with a little energy now. Jake Millett in at left tackle now. Schuler wing to the right. Now he shifts into the backfield. On first and 10, they give it to Schuler one more time. He bounces inside, outside, and still leaning forward. Nice job there. Thought they'd throw him for a loss, but picks up two to the 43-yard line. The sophomore, he has some burst.
He almost broke it out open to the left. There was nobody out there. He was trying to get by that one guy, and if he'd done it, he would have been clear sailing, I think.
Second down and eight from the 43, so the Panthers moving it again. Need positive plays here. Ebo Pio to the left on the wing. Schuler in the backfield with Prochniak. Give is to Pio on the Mustang sweep. Looking for running room. He cuts inside and not much doing. He is stacked up after, we'll call it a gain of one. That's about it.
Yep.
Not much doing there and on the cutback lanes.
This is the stage, I think, where Clancy's got to turn to Pio and say, look, run the hole and run at full strength and let's stop dancing around. You'll make it. You'll get the break. Just don't dance. It's killing us because they're just filling in every time you start. You slow down.
Well, it's yeah, it's killed him a
except
couple times
that,
recently.
Except for that last he's time a, when he danced a, all over the place.
Right, he's had two or three where he's
I know.
Saves the day. It's you live with you take the good with the bad sometimes.
Well,
all right, third down and seven. Split end to the left is Jairus Adams. Wing to the left is Pio. On third and seven, it's Prochniak straight up the middle with room. And, boy, that hole closed quickly. Prochniak was just belted at the 37-yard line. It's going to be fourth down and about two or three.
Yeah.
Fourth and about two and a half. And, man, that hole filled quickly.
Yes, it did. I thought he had a first down going. Oh, it's further than I thought. Oh, no,
yep.
Okay.
It's
a long three.
Great job there by Mark Clayton to fill in quickly. And fourth and about three. Panthers may need a timeout here. There's confusion on personnel here. All right, Aiden Prochniak here. Jairus Adams, split end to the left. Mike, you mentioned earlier, do you go hard count here? Fourth and three. Jairus Adams, tight end to the left now. They shift. Wing to the right is Schuler. On fourth and three, it's Pio off the right side. He's going to lunge his way forward. He's got a first down. Wow, second and third effort. And still pushing the pile down to the 30. Ebo Pio for eight. Oh, boy, big fourth down conversion.
He slowed down again looking for the opening, and my heart just stopped momentarily, you know. But they didn't fill him that time. He was able to find the hole, dance a little bit, and then go for the extra yard. So they're still alive. This could be the drive we're going to talk about. We'll see. We're at the 28.
1:04 and counting to play in the third quarter. We are still scoreless. Panthers with four cracks at it from the Upper Marion 29. Gives to Prochniak off the left side, cuts it back, and he's going to lunge his way down near the 20. He'll put it just inside the 20 for a gain of nine.
I think you're seeing some fatigue now for Upper Marion's defense. It's been on the field an awful long time.
That's most of this third quarter. That three and out for the Panther defense turning out to be huge so far. Now can they cash in? First trip inside the 20-yard line all night. They have it second and one from the 19. Inside of 30 seconds to play in the third. Two tight ends again. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. It's Prochniak off the right side. He's going to get maybe a yard. But it should move the chains. Let's see when they unpile. They're going to put him down at the 17, and that will move the chains.
That was a good play for Mark Clayton, though. He was right there and took him down, but he still got the first down. So
Clayton has been tremendous tonight on defense.
What's his stance looking like?
We have him for four tackles so far, but he's been fantastic.
We review the tackles along with everything else every Saturday, Sunday. So
Panthers want another snap here before the end of the third. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Riders under center. Wing to the right is Schuler. On the last play of the third quarter, give us to Sean John Prochniak, and he's going to be dropped almost at the line of scrimmage. Nice work there by Fisher. Justin Fisher, that 6'4 frame, got off his block and drags him down by the shirt collar. And we'll call it maybe a yard. Maybe a yard, and that will about do it. So it'll be second and a long nine. Panthers knocking on the door when we come back for the fourth quarter. Still scoreless. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Fourth quarter action from George L. King Field. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer on the color commentary, engineering, and everything else. Statting and spots from Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Kaufman. Second and 10 from the 17-yard line here as we start the fourth.
I need to apologize to our sponsors. We've had very little scoring, well, no scoring, and very few timeouts, so we haven't been able to get many of your messages in, but we'll do what we can.
Here we go. Two tight end set. Pio in the backfield alongside of John Prochniak. Panthers moving right to left here in the fourth. Wing to the right is Matt Schuler. On second and 10, it's off the left side. It's John Prochniak is going to push the pile for a couple. They get him inside the 15, down to, good forward progress to the 13. Brings up third down and six. Schuler checks out. Evan Blake checks in. Now, look, I mean, if you don't get a positive play here, dare you think field goal range for Emmett Young?
I was just thinking, Emmett Young's had a heck of a week. Can lightning strike twice?
Emmett Young with an overtime penalty kick goal to win the district soccer title on Wednesday night, and he is loose on the sideline here. Third and five. The Panthers want more than three here. Give is to Prochniak. He's got room and a first down inside the 10-yard line. Down to the five. All we needed to say was threaten the field goal kicker, and Prochniak rips off nine. How about that? First and goal to go. The first time either team has had the yard markers on the ground tonight. From the five, the Panthers will have four cracks at it. Over the ball is Golay. Upper Marion defense has been stout all night, trying to slow things down here. First and goal, it's Prochniak. Up the middle, pushes for maybe a couple. Maybe a yard to the four. And again, great job there by Zielinski and friends on the stop. Second and goal from the four. Hey, 1 yard and a half at a time would do it, wouldn't it?
God, this is nerve-wracking. Of course, I can't imagine what it's like to be listening to this, you know. At least we're out here watching things get ready.
Here we go. 10:29 and counting to play in the fourth. We're scoreless. Panthers trying to find a way. Second and goal from the four. Wing to the left is Pio. Blake in the backfield. They gave it to Blake. Looking for him off that left side. Turns upfield, lunging for the goal line and down inside the one. Panthers will have two more tries here from about 12 inches away. Evan Blake, good job not reaching out for the end zone.
Yep.
So many times you see a young player reach that ball out near the goal line and bad things happen. Good job by Evan, knowing you have two more tries at it from the one.
Quarterback sneak.
Yeah, maybe you go Ryder and get the backs running behind him to push him in. We'll see. Jack Ryder's under center here. Everybody tight. 10 men in the box. Ryder on the sneak, pushing the pile, gets a help from Prochniak and into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers! 9:40 to play in regulation, and the Panthers crack the scoreboard first. A tremendous drive of 74 yards. You got one big pass play in the middle of that, and the rest of it on the ground. Now, all the important extra point, I will tell you, Upper Marion has gone for two most of the last several weeks. So you need points here. Should Upper Marion score? Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is plenty long enough, and Emmett Young is true again.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
Will do, Emmett. 7-0 Panthers in the fourth quarter. We'll be back in just a moment. See what Upper Marion can do to answer right here on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. 7-0 Strathaven, and now can the defense hold all off? High end over end kickoff from Emmett Young. It's going to come down to Anderson at the 11-yard line. Up the right hash mark. He's going to dance. Oh, no, this is Lubin. Looking room for, off the left side with the speed up to 35-40 midfield. And Lubin is strung out of bounds on that far sideline. And then a flag comes in late. You may end up with a face mask or something else. And what a job by Lubin. I thought that was Anderson, but Lubin on the return all the way to the Panther 38, and then we'll check the flag at the end of the play. I wonder if you get face mask here. You couldn't quite see it, or is it a horse collar maybe? What a job there by Lubin to tilt the field, and now the Panther defense will have their hands full. All right, we'll wait for the signal from the referee, and you're going to get a personal foul against Strathaven for the face mask. 15 yards tacked on to the end of the run. And Upper Marion will snap from the left hash at the Panther 22-yard line. Here we go. All right, Panther defense will be tested here. And like I said, if Upper Marion scores, do not be stunned if they go for two and the lead. They've gone for two most of the last month. So this is big. Have to keep Upper Marion out of the end zone. On first down, gives to Swenda. Straight up the middle. He's got running room into the end zone. He's going to go 24 yards, practically untouched. And Upper Marion answers immediately. And now what? Do you send your kicker out, or does Upper Marion say, no, we want 2 yards and a two-point conversion? I think they go for two here.
I would think so.
Mike Golay's going to check in quickly. See if they can firm up the middle of that line. And now, yeah, they do go with the goal line package here. Barlow checks out. Panthers go with an extra down lineman. And it looks like they will go for two and the lead. 7-6, 9:22 still to play in the fourth. And now a chance to take the lead for the Vikings. Zielinski split to the right. Lubin wing to the left. Swenda is your fullback. Panthers trying to keep him out. Gives to Lubin on the cutback into the middle of the defense. And the Panthers stack him up, but he is... No signal. He is down. No good. The Panthers Holman just short, and they hold on to a 7-6 lead. I will tell you, from our vantage point, Lubin on the cutback looked like he had all sorts of room to dive in, and the Panthers closed quickly. We'll be back in just a moment.
Whoa, scoring. Hold on for a second.
All right. Scoring plays galore here for the Panthers and Vikings all of a sudden. 7-6 Strathaven, they're about to get the ball back right here on havenfootball.net.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto. A place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
All right, welcome back to a suddenly awakened George L. King Field. 7-6 Panthers after three scoreless quarters. Both teams getting it going now. High, short, end-over-end kickoff is going to come down to Evan Blake at the 30-yard line. Looking for running room. Cuts back to his right. He's going to drive the pile, and the Panthers, with good field position for the first time tonight, will start near their 45-yard line on a very short kickoff, and Blake handles it well to the 45. So, now what? We can catch our breaths here, and boy, that two-point conversion stop there for the Panthers is just, could be enormous. If you can go down and score here and tack on the extra point, then you're up eight, and,
right.
And nobody can, the worst you can do, they could do is tie you if you're a Panther fan. All right, two tight ends set. Evan Blake in as a wing to the left. It's Prochniak right up the middle. He was going to drive his way out near midfield. It looked like he was stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Instead, he spins forward for four more yards. Second down and six upcoming. Prochniak, 20 carries, 97 yards now. Just slugging away between the tackles. Pio with 51 on the ground on 11 carries. Blake with 35 on his 5 carries. The Panthers up to 227 total yards. Second down and 7. It is on the sweep. This is Blake with a blocker in front. 45-40. Blake down the near sideline. 30. Still on his feet. 25 down to the 22. And finally knocked down.
Ooh,
and now Blake is going to get up.
Right.
He's going to be okay. All right. Awkward fall there for Evan Blake. But that ripped off a bundle down to the Upper Marion 23-yard line. Nice work there by Evan, and a great block by Dowdy. Evan Blake is going to check out here momentarily, but hopefully can shake this one off. Matt Schuler in at the wing.
Brad Zielinski, number 11 for Upper Marion, is limping pretty badly, but he's staying in so far, but I don't know if that's a good idea. Oh, he's down now.
All right. And now, yeah, there is going to be an injury timeout here. Okay. So two players worse for the wear after that collision. Blake getting some attention on the near sideline here, and now with an injury timeout, Zielinski will get it as well. So hope for the best for a couple of injuries on the same play. We'll take a short timeout. Say thank you again to our fantastic sponsors for keeping us moving on the air. Opening round of District 1 playoff, and it's been a good one on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Panthers with a first and 10 at their own at the Upper Marion 23-yard line. Evan Blake back in the game. Good news there. He has the football off the left side. They're going to go to it one more time, and he'll pick up a couple. Gains maybe two there, and again, nice work there by the Viking pursuit. Jermaine Brown on the stop.
I'm surprised they ran that again. That was essentially the same play.
Yep. Second down and eight. Evan Blake with a 28-yard run to put him down in this position here. Second down and eight from the 20. The Panthers from the left hash with Mike Golay over the football. We're inside of 8 minutes to play in regulation. From the 21, Ryder, back to pass, looking, has time, fires to the end zone. Jairus Adams is hauling in. Had his fingers on it at the far pylon and could not haul it in.
Such a pretty pass.
Oh, boy, the Panthers had a shot right there, could not connect, and it brings up third down and eight. All right, well, see what they can come up with. Again, if you're Coach Clancy, you're in four-down territory here. He may be of the mindset to say, hey, we'll take – see if we can get four or five here and then four or five on fourth down.
Yep.
But in the meantime, missed opportunity there for the Panther offense. From the 20, third down and eight. Under center is Ryder. Back to pass again. He's going to go to it one more time. Down the middle, open his PO, and he overshoots him.
44.
Incomplete. Aiden Prochniak wide open on the flag on the other side. Ebo PO wide open down the middle, but they could not connect.
And Ebo's hurt.
Ebo is going to come off. Not a good sign here. All right, he's going to hop off, and Matt Schuler checks in. Jairus Adams checks in now. Fourth down and eight from the 21. You're looking at a 38-yard field goal, and they'll say, nope, we will try it again. All right, Aiden Prochniak checks out. Two incompletions there, missed opportunities, and hopefully this is just a cramp for Ebo, who's being stretched out on the near sideline. Adams, split end to the right. Back to pass his Ryder on third and eight. Back down the middle he goes. Adams got it for a touchdown. Oh, right on the money. And Jairus Adams on the post. Connects from 20 yards out. What a delivery from Ryder that time. 13-6, extra point pending. And Ryder to Jairus Adams. They missed on second down. But Jairus hauls it in at the goal line for the score.
We have to tell you that Pete called this entire scenario at halftime.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Oh, man. Kreskin back here. All right. Emmett Young for an important extra point try. Ryder to hold. Snaps a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is good.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
The Panthers get it done on fourth and eight, and now lead by eight. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment. Upper Marion trying to answer in the District 1 playoffs on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. 14-6 Strathaven with an eight-point lead and essentially making this, well, it's still a one-possession game to tie, a two-possession game for Upper Marion to take a lead here. Panthers are short a player here. They've only got five. No, they're good. No, they've got 10 on the field here. All right, Aiden Prochniak's going to check in. This is normally Ebo Pio, but he's going to be on the sideline stretched out here. All right. All right, here we go. Emmett Young's got it teed. At the hash mark, do they squib here? Do they think about a squib or even an onside kind of a look here?
I kicked it out of bounds a little bit.
Oh, yeah, they don't want to kick it to Loban. So high, very short, squib kick angling towards the sideline, hops in the air, and the big hit. Nice work there by John Prochniak to bury the, and actually better job there by Zielinski to hang on for Upper Marion.
He almost let it drop. It bounced, but it's instead of bouncing and going out, it bounced straight up in the air, and Zielinski picked it up and went down with it. Otherwise, that was a live ball.
Terrific kick there from Emmett Young. Yep. And Upper Marion starts at the 28-yard line. Great play by Zielinski to absorb a big hit from Prochniak. And now, right, Upper Marion, trailing 14-6. They have it at their own 28 with 7:36 to play in the fourth and three timeouts in their pocket. And the Panther defense continue to slow down T.Y. Lubin and Anthony Swenda. Split end to the left. Dale Clayton under center. Wing to the left is Lubin. On first down, they back to pass is Clayton looking. He's going to tuck it and run. Up the middle, off the sideline, he goes. Out to the 31-yard line. Isaiah Freeman runs him out of bounds. And they're going to give him out to the 32 or 33, it looks like. So gain of 5 on the scramble from the junior, Dale Clayton. I'm sorry, the senior, junior Dale Clayton. That was Mark is his brother.
Not a bad little play because he got 5 yards and he got out of bounds. So. Yep.
Second and 5 from their own 32. The Vikings scored their only touchdown on a one-play drive, a 24-yard run the last time they had it. Here from their 32 on second and 5, it's Lubin looking for room off the right side. Has a blocker in front up the near sideline. He has a first down. Out to the Panther 39. Nice blocking up front there by number 33, Anthony Swenda.
Both plays went out of bounds, so both plays stopped the clock.
Ran that sweep to the short side of the field, and now the Panther defense just trying to hold it up here. 7:25 to play in the fourth. Pensbury 28, Downingtown West 21. So still the 16 seed leading the 1 seed in the third quarter. Here, the 5 leads the 12, 14-6. Strathaven on top at the moment, double wing. Motion man is T.Y. Lubin. They give on the delay. This is the fullback Swenda who leaps over one man, but not for much. Out to the 42 as the Panthers swarm him pretty quickly there. Nice job by Burke and friends on the stop. And second down and 7 as the clock ticks. We'll be inside of 7 minutes when they break the huddle. All right. Penwood leads Radnor 17-7. Thanks to Dylan Friday at the Daily Times. Let's see. Springford's on the board, but it's 35-7 Haverford. Unionville 21, Marple Newtown 3. Here, 2nd and 7 from the 42. Give is to Swenda straight up the middle, and he'll get a couple, not much else. Nice work again by Burke and in the middle of the line with Aiden Prochniak as well. He'll push to the 44 and brings up 3rd down and 5. So Swenda, that 23-yard touchdown run, his longest of the night. He's at 15 carries for 84 yards. T.Y. Lubin, 11 for 105. He's the game's leading rusher, followed closely by John Prochniak, 20 for 97. 6-12 and counting to play here in the fourth. Panthers' total yardage outdoing Upper Marion right now, 278 to 205. But Upper Marion still moving it well on offense for the most part. And likely four down territory here. Wing T look again. Motion man is Mark Clayton. Back to pass Dale Clayton on rolling to his left. Fires out to his brother. It's deflected. Knocked down by Aiden Prochniak. Prochniak got his hands up and swats it away. And it brings up 4th down and 5. Big play there by Aiden.
A huge play. And this is going to be the play for the game, I think. Unless they're not going to punt, are they? Really?
Mark Clayton was wide open in the flat there.
Boy, watch the fake. Watch the fake here, guys.
So Dale Clayton stands in punt formation. Remember, he is your quarterback, and he is standing deep to punt. Schuler and Pio need to be smart about what they're going to field here. All right. Snap is a good one. Mark Clayton steps into it. Booms one.
Let it go. High
wobbler.
Let it go.
It's going to be Ebo Pio. Oh. Fair catch and makes it at the 28-yard line.
God.
Mike does not. You are not a fan of catching the punt.
Not if they get to, not when you're only leading by eight, and you know, fine, take it down and get a few first downs. The game's over.
All right, Upper Marion defense needs a big play now.
Yes, they need to be. They'll be stripping that ball like crazy.
Strathaven needs to move it and milk the clock and hold on to the football.
I'm a little surprised they did not go for it. I know it was fourth and five, but boy, you're just playing with fire here. If Haven hangs on and gets the first downs.
All right, here we go. Two tight ends and a wing to the right for Strathaven. First and 10 at their 28. Give on the sweep. This is Evan Blake off the left side. Dowdy out in front, and he cuts it back. First down yardage near it. And look at Evan push the pile out to the 40, and he does have 12 and a first down. Good wheels there for Evan Blake. Eight carries, 77 yards. And again, great job by Matt Dowdy. I mean, Dowdy pulling as a guard, trying to stay in, out in front of Blake, who can fly. And what a job.
Well, Blake slowed down. I mean, he saw him coming. He gave him some guidance. That was that's a nice-looking play.
First and 10 at their own 40. Again, same formation. P.O. in the backfield. They give it to Prochniak. Room off the left side. 50, 45, 40. Cuts back to his left. 30, 25, 20. Stiff arm at the 15. And down inside the 10 goes John Prochniak for a bundle. Give him 52 on the carry. And Big John may have thrown the dagger here.
That was unless somehow Haven gives up the ball, even if they don't score here, they're going to keep the ball for virtually the rest of the fourth quarter.
Well,
5 minutes
see.
To go.
Hey, they still have to put it in the end zone. It took them.
Oh, that would be wonderful. They're at the eight.
It took them to fourth and eight to get it done last time. Panthers hoping for better this time. They'll snap from the 8 yard line. Prochniak off left tackle, following Jack Henry. And what a job by this offensive line now. 342 yards on the ground, or in total, almost 300 on the ground. Here we go. Give is to Blake off the left side. Cuts it back. Running room inside the five. He goes heels over head and down to the one. 7 yards for Evan Blake. He's up to 84. Prochniak at 149. The Panthers with 299 on the ground. Thanks for listening live or on the archive here. We got a good crowd checking in. And the Panthers, second and goal now from the one. Mike Golay is over the ball. Do we go Ryder on a sneak again? He's under center. Everybody in tight. It is Ryder. It is up the middle. And he is into the end zone for the second time tonight. Jack Ryder on the sweep, on the quarterback sneak. And the Panthers lead by two touchdowns. 3:56 to play here. And the big 52-yard run there by John Prochniak to set it up. Two very nice runs from Evan Blake sandwiched that one. And the Panther offense just clicking now. And you started to see some fatigue here from the Vikings. Extra point try for Emmett Young upcoming. Jack Ryder to hold. High snap, put down nicely. Up and good. Emmett Young 3 for 3.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
Will do, Emmett. 21-6 Panthers with 3:56 to play in regulation. Upper Marion still alive and kicking when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Larry and Mary Luter are longtime supporters of Strathaven football. We lost Larry this past August after a lengthy illness. Larry and Mary rarely missed a game until Larry's illness prevented them from attending. A 1966 graduate of Swarthmore High School, Larry met Mary at Wyatt Labs where he was employed, and they were married almost 43 years. We honor Larry and Mary on this broadcast for their dedicated support and enthusiasm. Mary's generous gift to HavenFootball.net in Larry's name is helping us to broadcast this playoff game to the Haven football family.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. 21-6 Strathaven on top with 3:56 to play in regulation. A little bit of breathing room for the Panthers. It was scary for most of the night. Three scoreless quarters. And now lots going on here in the fourth. Emmett Young has it teed up. My guess is they'll try to squib it and keep it away from Lubin. And they do. High, short kick, and now you're going to get a flag pre-snap. All right, let's see. whistles before the snap.
No timeout.
And the Panthers called timeout. Okay, they wanted to talk it over and just make sure they were all on the same page there. And we'll keep things moving here. 58-yard scoring run for Trey Blair of Haverford. It's 42-7 Haverford in the second half. That's
wow.
A running clock. And Trey Blair, he might be setting records tonight. So it's absolutely an outstanding effort from Haverford. I mean, they're on an 8-game win streak and we're about to push it to 9, and I don't think anybody wants to play them. Next week they would get the winner of Downingtown East versus Perk Valley, which is tomorrow night. So Haverford can go out and watch that one in person and scout it. In the meantime, end of the third quarter, Garnet Valley leads O&J 36-0.
Ooh.
So we got a mercy rule there on Smithbridge Road.
Yep.
My kids will be chirping, I'm sure, when I get home. In the meantime, CB South trails North Penn 21-0 midway through the third. And we'll try to keep things moving and keep you posted as we go here. First, or another kickoff try now coming for Emmett Young after the Panthers used their first timeout of this half. All right, Emmett Young has a tee. He may angle this from the other side now. Let's see. Vikings want Lubin to field this, but it's going to be Anderson who hauls it in at the 10-yard line. Now he laterals to Lubin. Lubin looking for running room, and Evan Blake says no more. Down and goes at the 16-yard line. They want 23 to have in his hands, and why not? He's the most explosive player on the field. But good job by the Panthers staying in their lanes there, and Evan Blake with a solo tackle at the where are they putting this down? At the 14-yard line?
No, 18.
I'm sorry.
19
yard line. All right, here we go. First and 10 for the Vikings. They trail 21-6, and now a long field in front of them, and a lot more noise and energy from the fans and band below us. All right. They go spread. Four wide receivers and a fullback on the hip of Clayton. They give it to Swenda. Running room up the middle, and he's going to push the pile out near the first down marker. I think he'll be just shy of it. We'll see. He might be. Oh, he may give it to him here. I think Forward Progress is going to move it. Yeah, they're going to give him 10 yards and a Viking first down.
That was, a pretty generous little spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. 10 for Swenda. Again, four wide receivers this time. They go with a spread. Back is Clayton looking, firing to the left flat. It is deflected at the line and then goes right into the hands of his receiver on that far sideline. Is that Zielinski over there? I think Aiden Prochniak got a finger on it again. But it was complete over on that far sideline to 20. That's Matt Zielinski.
Boy,
his
you
first
can see
catch
his,
of the night.
You can see his numbers. I can't.
Yeah, that's tricky.
Hurry up,
home. All right. Second and 3. Dale Clayton back again. Pump fakes. Fires over the middle. It is incomplete. Looking for Lubin. Pump fake to the left and came back up the seam there. And Lubin and Chase Barlow with some pleasantries after the play talking about it. But incomplete it falls and brings up third down and 3. All right. Clock stopped with 3:08 to play in regulation. The Vikings moving left to right here in this fourth quarter. Need the 39 for a first down. 3 yards to get it. On third down, they break the huddle with 5 wide receivers. Empty backfield. Clayton pump fakes left and throws back on the middle screen to Lubin,
nice.
And he's got it on that middle screen. Isaiah Freeman catches him from behind and drops him at the 47. That play worked for a touchdown 2 weeks ago against Pope John Paul to the tune of like a 75-yard scoring play. But that one, Panthers were ready for it. First down for the Vikings, though. Back to passes, Clayton back. Looking, has time, fires deep down the far sideline, has a man out there, and incomplete. Zielinski had it hit him right in the belly at the 10-yard line and could not haul it in. There we go. Clock stopped. Second down and 10 from the 47. Chase Barlow is coming to the near sideline here. And Alex Hemingway checks in at the corner.
Upper Marion has all 3 of their timeouts left. Strathaven has 2, but
Panthers, they probably don't want to stop the clock much.
No, I wouldn't think so.
All right, here we go again with the spread look. Three wide receivers to the right. Clayton looks back to his left, fires the left flat. It is incomplete over the head of Swenda. And it brings up third down and 10. So
it's a semi-screen. They allowed a couple of defenders to penetrate, but they're really getting back to the quarterback. That's the reason I think he missed. He was really under pressure.
Mazur and Aiden Prochniak, the two defensive ends, they've been terrific rushing the passer all year. And the Panthers, of course, miss Corey Harris tonight. But
yep.
In the meantime, the Panthers trying to get that pass rush going again on third and 10. Dale Clayton back to pass, looking, has time. Pump fakes, he's going to pull it down, spins away from one man, rolls to his left, going to tuck it and run, and Aiden Prochniak buries him out of bounds. He unloads on him just shy of midfield at the 49, so a gain of just two. All right. Fourth down and 8, and now Upper Marion calls timeout to talk it over. All right, 2:39 to play in regulation. Upper Marion needs to talk it over. Big fourth down upcoming, and the Panthers trying to really tighten it up here for another couple minutes with a 2-touchdown lead. Be back in just a moment on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Jaws. Here we go. 21-6, Strathaven with the lead, and Upper Marion with maybe their last shot here. Fourth and 8 from their own 48-yard line. They need the Haven 43 for a first down. Dale Clayton in the gun. Back to pass. Looking, has time. Steps up in the pocket. Fires deep down the middle. Has a man out there. It's caught inside the 30-yard line and run out of bounds at the 25. Big gain of about 27. Let's see where they spot it. They're going to give him the 24-yard line. Call it 28 over on that far sideline. And the Vikings still alive with 2:30 to play. Whew. Ebo Pio runs him out of bounds. I didn't even see who made the catch. Is that Zielinski? Again, I apologize. The numbers on the Upper Marion jerseys, a light, very light gold on white shirts, especially on the far sideline, very difficult to see. Now, in the meantime, it looks like you have a cramping issue for a Upper Marion player on that far side. So we'll keep it right here. But that was Mark Clayton. Okay. Dale to Mark. Dale hits his older brother. Trying to keep things going here.
It's amazing. You know, when he hit his older brother when they lit the house, he gets into his room for punishment.
Hits him with a pass. Again. So Mark, a senior, he does not want his career to end tonight. Gain of 28 down to the Panther 24-yard line. Panther defense now trying to stay afloat. Dale Clayton in the gun. Back to pass again. Looking, has time. Under heavy pressure, Aiden Prochniak's got him by the shirt tail, and down he goes!
Wow.
Aiden's got him back at the 29, and a loss on the play of 4.
You know, initially it looked like nobody was really rushing. It looked like he really picked up everybody, but he started to move. The quarterback started to move to his left, and now he's come up a little lame. He's limping a little bit. He's got a cramp or something. But he's going to take the snap.
Second and 14. Clayton back to pass again. Looking, fires the right flat. Complete quickly to Lubin. And he is dragged down beautifully by Matt Schuler. No gain on the play. That is one of the few times they've kept Lubin in check. And Matt Schuler in the open field makes the stop.
Okay, now Upper Marion.
Third and 14. And now Upper Marion wants to talk it over again. So quick score updates from elsewhere. Marple Newtown has scored to cut the Unionville lead to 21-10 late in the third. But still
that's
a full quarter.
Alive. They can get some offense going.
Radnor has scored to cut the Penwood lead to 17-13. So Radnor still very much in it. Thanks again to our buddies up at Radnor for the update there. And we'll try to get you an update again. You have a mercy rule circumstance with Haverford over Springford. You have a mercy rule circumstance with Garnet Valley over O&J. So you're, Strathaven hangs on here. Central League versus Pac-10 tonight. It's been all Central League. And not to say the Panthers didn't have their hands full for three quarters here.
Oh, yeah.
Still not out of the woods yet.
This is going to go down in the annals as one of those great games for certainly three quarters, and then the fourth has been a thriller.
All right, here we go. Third down and 13 for Upper Marion. From the Strathaven 27 after the Aiden Prochniak sack. Clayton, three receivers, bunched to the right. He rolls that way, looking, has time, fires deep, has a man out there, and it is incomplete. Oh. Lubin stretching out
Lubin
at the goal line
and almost had
hauled
that.
It in.
Yep, almost had that.
You're going to get a flag back at the 32, so let's see what the call is here. Was he across the line of scrimmage?
It's going to go against the Vikings.
Yeah, they were just asking the Panthers sideline, going for it? Now they're going to decline the holding penalty, and it'll bring up 4th and 13. All right, so holding penalty would have turned this to 3rd and about 25. Panthers say, nope, we want him off the field in one play. Can the Panthers stop 4th and 13 and then potentially run out the clock? 1:49 to play here in the 4th. Jacob Perlman into the game to rush the passer at defensive tackle. Mazur and Aiden Prochniak at end. 4th and 13. Clayton back to pass. Looking under heavy pressure. Steps up and Aiden's got him wrapped up again. They've got him. Second sack of the series by Aiden Prochniak. And the Panthers take over with 1:43 to play in regulation. And a chance to kill the clock. Well, that, folks, was some exciting, nerve-wracking football.
Worth your $5 admission price, I'll tell you that.
Yep. We're listening at home for free. We hope we provided some energy to it and some excitement. Yeah. But, man, oh, man, these kids on both sides of the field have put on quite a show tonight. Panthers take over. 1st and 10 at their own 28-yard line. Ryder takes a snap and takes a knee. Clock begins to run. All right. Upper Marion.
They're going to let it go.
Two timeouts remaining, but I don't think they're interested in stopping it again. Yeah, this is a class move by both coaches, frankly. You just don't need anybody, God forbid, from either side getting hurt with in a game where the outcome has been decided with just over a minute to play. Panthers will need to snap it one or two more times. And again, Upper Marion could stop the clock twice here, but knowing it's a two-score game and this has become academic, the Vikings will see their season end with a 5-6 record, but a lot to feel good about. Second straight year they've made the playoffs. We mentioned earlier that Upper Marion, just two seasons ago, was 1-10. And to come out and see the fight that these guys put up against a very good Strathaven program, who now will move to 10-2 all-time against Pac-10 teams, will move to 6-0 all-time against Upper Marion. I mentioned earlier, the last time they played was in the District 1 final in 2002 on a mud pit.
Yes.
And a game that Darryl Dobus and I were broadcasting that from the stands, and the Panthers all switched jerseys at halftime because they were wearing different and clean and dry jerseys. There was even rumors of that the fire hoses were empty before the game. I don't know how true that
was. No, it was not true,
Meantime, Ryder takes a snap, takes the knee, and the Panthers will take it to the second round of the District 1 playoffs next Friday night. Your final score, Strathaven 21, Upper Marion 6. The winner to take on either Chichester or Kennett. Believe it or not, for all the score updates we have, we don't have an update from Chai and Kennett. So we'll see. We're either on the road next week at Kennett or we're right here hosting Chichester. We'll see what happens. But in the meantime, stick with us. Be back for a quick wrap-up. Thanks for listening, either live or on the archive on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field and our favorite part of the night, the Panthers. They'll do this win or lose, but it feels good when the football players are smiling. They come on, come and salute the bands in front, and they'll play the alma mater in just a moment. But what a great job. What a great night of football. Both teams should feel good about this one. Upper Marion with a terrific fight. Had this thing scoreless for three quarters, and then suddenly, the fourth quarter, everybody's running up and down the field, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. I mean, it was, you know, so surprising to see both teams, which have been heavy scoring, you know, and just holy, the defenses to be as effective as they were virtually ineffective relative to just keeping the teams at bay, but then would tighten up and either force a turnover or force over on downs, and then suddenly, you know, it all broke loose in the fourth quarter. As we might add, our stat guy, Pete Fulginetti and Spotter, decided it was going to happen to Schuller and to Adams, and the two would be instrumental in either to getting passes or runs, and that's where it was going to be, and son of a gun, that's where it was.
What a team effort. Jack Ryder with two rushing touchdowns and a scoring pass to Jairus Adams on fourth and eight. Prochniak with 149 yards. Evan Blake with 70-something. Speaking of rushing stats, can I just point this out from another game? Trey Blair from Haverford tonight, so far, and I hope he's out of the game at this point for his sake and because Haverford's leading by 35. Right. Trey Blair, 309 yards rushing on 13 carries.
And remember, we make a note of it when you make 200 yards in a game. So
309.
Wow.
His dad is a Strathaven alumni, by the way. But he and all the Fords should feel awfully proud of that one. 309 on 13 carries. He's averaging almost 24 yards a carry every time he's run it. So congrats to the Fords. Congrats to the Jaguars. Congrats to Springfield and Marple Newtown. Even if their seasons don't continue, Radnor's still in a tight one. Marple's still alive in the fourth quarter. You know, we'll see. But the Central League is represented pretty well tonight.
In the meantime, did you get an update on
We did get an update on Kennett. Kennett leads Chichester 21-0 at the end of the third. So chances are high that we are going on the road to Kennett Square for a game next Friday night.
Right.
Against the Blue Devils. And I have family who live and go to school out there too. So the trash talk will commence probably in the next hour and go from there within my family. But the Panthers will have their hands full with a very strong Kennett defense.
Yep.
They are 9-1 and about to go to 10-1, it seems, and so it'll be the 4-5 game with the winner of that taking on the winner of Cheltenham and what could be Unionville if the Marple Newtown Unionville game holds as it is right now. So anyway, lots of scores to update within the next couple of days. We'll have stats from this one. We'll have a whole lot to say, many candidates for play of the game tonight.
Yep.
Where
yep.
to even start there? But thank you in advance to all the time and energy that Mike Mayer puts into the website for so many of you to check out during, before, and after the game. So we'll wrap it up. Thanks again to Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Kaufman with the stats and spotting on a tricky night to do it. Thanks again to Pat Clancy for everything here at the Panthers at George L. King Field. For Mike Mayer, Brian Carroll signing off. Panthers 21, Vikings 6. On to round two of the playoffs next week. Glad you joined us on HavenFootball.net. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.